Hey, it's me, that guy from that thing you're about to hear. Thanks for listening to the Todd Bromelkamp Show podcast.
So how are we feeling about Isaiah Moss, Bakari Evelyn, and Oliver Martin? 319-366-1600. Welcome in. It is the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, a Monday edition presented by Randy's Flooring, local flooring experts by design. We'll tell you more about Randy's coming up throughout the course of the program today. A great sponsor with us here on Monday afternoons in Cedar Rapids and in Coralville on the Coralville Strip, randysflooring.com. Lots of ground to cover today. Steve Kyler of Basketball Insiders will be with us coming up in about 15 minutes. We'll get you ready for Game 5 of the NBA Finals tonight. The Toronto Raptors can close things out, but they're going to have to go through Kevin Durant in order to do it. Durant reportedly is playing tonight. As to whether or not he'll be at 100%, I think we can most assuredly say that he will not be 100%, but they're getting desperate. Kevin Durant level desperate in Golden State. Lots more to get to. Game 6 reaction. There will be a Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals after Boston handed St. Louis a major blow at home as the series now shifts back to Boston on Wednesday night. In addition to Steve Kyler, David Eicholt of 24/7 Sports is going to be with us inside the 5 o'clock hour. We've got a lot of Iowa news to cover today, Alex, with both basketball and football. Let's start with basketball, because I think most people have known Oliver Martin's decision was coming down the line, and even though it's not officially confirmed by the University of Iowa, it's being reported pretty much everywhere, including people that I've talked to. I hate the term sources, but I'll use them, that Martin will be joining the team at some point this week. Sounds as if there may be an issue or two, just basically administrative red tape, crossing T's, dotting I's, transcripts.
I've transferred before.
Transcripts. Well,
it's a process.
Okay, so
you have to.
What is that process here? Because people seem to believe that, oh, you just wake up one morning and you're at the University of Michigan and you decide that you want to be going to the University of Iowa and you just show up and play.
Right. You have to get your transcripts from Michigan sent to Iowa, and then Iowa has to accept you into the school, and that has to become official. And I'm sure the football program knows that he's in good academic standing and he's going to get accepted. That's not going to be an issue. You have to make sure that he's officially in school before you can officially name him part of your football program.
So we can officially move on now from obsessive Oliver Martin watch. He is, for all intents and purposes, coming home to be an Iowa Hawkeye. The basketball news on both fronts today is not necessarily all that surprising, because Bakari Evelyn becomes a member of the Hawkeyes. If anybody followed the initial reports that Iowa was taking a look at the Valparaiso transfer, the list of schools, Iowa was clearly the marquee destination among his choices. And so Bakari Evelyn now joins the Iowa Hawkeyes as a grad transfer. He's immediately eligible. Began his college basketball career at Nebraska. The Detroit native then transferred to Valparaiso, had a pretty good sophomore season, and then some ankle injuries affected the amount of time that he was able to spend on the floor. But this looks like a very nice pickup for Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes, because they need it. They need a body capable of playing. And from what I've read, my understanding is that he's played both shooting guard and point guard throughout his college career. So there you go. He fills a need.
I think the way that you put it, he's a body, is the perfect description right now for that. Where
sounds like I'm putting him down.
No,
I'm not. It's
that's the fact of where the Iowa basketball program is right now.
The other player who fills a need is one of the reasons why Iowa is looking for bodies, and that's Isaiah Moss, as this surfaced, if I recall correctly, also on Friday, that Isaiah Moss was reopening his recruitment. He was originally going to the University of Arkansas to become a Razorback, and now instead He's going to be a Kansas Jayhawk, and people seem to be having a hard time understanding how this becomes a reality. It's pretty simple, because we're at the point in the game where other schools are looking to fill primary needs. And I know that the storyline surrounding Isaiah Moss when he left was that he was going to seek more playing time elsewhere. But I think that that may have been trumped by going to Kansas and the exposure that he's going to get playing there and the opportunity to play on almost assuredly a guaranteed winner.
Absolutely. And the ability to play in a system that fits him in a position that, that fits his skill set. That program has had several transfers come in from schools where you're saying the previous fans were, I'm having a tough time speaking today. Previous fans like Dedrick Lawson at Memphis, a lot of people said, you know what? He was a pretty inconsistent player. You need to rebuild this program. It's okay that he transferred. Now he goes to Kansas and he was a first team All-American last year for the Kansas Jayhawks. They have done a good job of finding players from other programs to fit very specific roles. And I think that this is going to be an interesting one to follow. Is Isaiah Moss going to be a starting shooting guard for the Kansas Jayhawks next season?
Probably not, but he's going to be a contributor for Bill Self, and that has some people trying to figure out just what's up with the basketball world. But that being said, this time of year, this is the closest thing that you've got to free agency in college sports, in particular college basketball. We always act as if this is a new phenomenon every year. Tubby Smith has addressed this. Other coaches have talked about this. You get 600, 700 players putting their name into the transfer portal every season in basketball, and it's just a matter of shuffling guys around, filling out, rounding out rosters. But Isaiah Moss to Kansas is really intriguing because, again, I don't think he's going to be playing a major role in the starting lineup, but he's a shooter. Anybody who watched Isaiah Moss when he was at Iowa knows he's capable of filling it up on certain nights. I won't say any given night, but he was a 43% three-point shooter. Now, granted, 43% from the old three-point line, because the three-point line will be moving back, moving forward. This is, to me, I heard on the gym class earlier that Bill Self wouldn't have walked across the street to see Isaiah Moss when he was in high school. And those guys are absolutely right by that. But we're not in high school anymore. This is 4 years later. And the thing that the immediate thought that came to my mind was TJ Sikkema, who just got drafted out of my hometown of DeWitt, Iowa, shortly after the first round. It's a competitive balance round. It's in between the first round and the second round.
38th overall.
It's very complicated. The 38th overall pick in the Major League Baseball draft wasn't highly regarded 3 years ago in high school. And I don't think there were probably any scouts at his game. 3 years later, he's a Friday night starter for an SEC school, and he's getting picked with the 38th pick in the draft. So it's all about time and development. And Isaiah Moss, from where he was when he was recruited by Iowa to where he's been as he leaves the program, is in a much better position to contribute to a program like Kansas. I'm telling you right now, there are going to be nights, especially random big Mondays, where Isaiah Moss is going to be on ESPN, and he's probably going to play a large role in Kansas's success, and that's going to lead to a lot of buzz from certain fans. And
on a team that's almost assuredly going to be a top three team to begin the year in the rankings.
It's not a bad situation to walk into, especially when you're going to be a complementary piece on that roster. Bill Self needed a shooter. he got himself a guy who shoots 43% from beyond the arc. I don't want to get into the various conspiracy theories or the reasons why people think Isaiah Moss is no longer at Iowa. And it was very clear even after he quote unquote reopened his recruitment after the Arkansas decommit that Iowa wasn't going, returning to Iowa wasn't an option, was never going to be an option for him. He wanted out, he wanted elsewhere, and he somehow has fallen upward into a really good position. And I don't think anybody out there can besmirch him for that. 319-366-1600 is the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line. You can also pick up the phone and give us a call. Sometimes Alex gets tired of talking to me and I get tired of talking to Alex. We would like to speak with you, the fan. 366-1600, the number to reach us here. You're also going to want to keep that number handy because we have two great opportunities for you to win here with us on KGYM today. Somebody is going to walk away with a $30 gift card to Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road. We'll be back at Mulligan's next Thursday for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. And we also have a Freedom Festival prize pack to give away that consists of four Freedom Festival buttons and two t-shirts. Now, one of our five winners this week is guaranteed a gold button. And a gold button comes with the opportunity to select a $50 prize from the Freedom Festival treasure chest, as well as being entered into a drawing for a $500 gift card to Hy-Vee. So, plenty of reasons for you to listen to us this week. We are bribing you, as we normally do, with great items to...
No, we're just encouraging.
There you go. That's another way to look at it.
I don't like to use the B word.
Four Freedom Festival buttons, two t-shirts, and one of the five winners is guaranteed a gold button. In all my years, I've never myself gotten a gold button. I don't know how rare they are, but I'm assuming that they're fairly rare. Kind of like finding a 43% three-point shooter in the middle of June when you're already the Kansas Jayhawk. Some people have all the luck. 366-1600. We'll check in on the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line coming up in just a little bit. We're going to get to this David Ortiz story, which is unfortunate on a number of levels. It sounds like Big Poppy is in okay shape. He's in good enough shape after being shot last night at a Dominican nightclub that they are going to be transferring him from a hospital in the Dominican Republic to Boston. And something else is shifting to Boston, and that is Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals. You were not at the... We'll get to this as well.
I was not there last night.
You were not there, but you were in the area.
I was in the St. Louis metropolitan area, yes.
Were people in the streets ready to celebrate even before the game started?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. I didn't go downtown. I was going to wait to see
good on you for staying away from that. But there were people, and this is not a St. Louis thing. This is any sort of situation where a fan base, you're on the verge of something and you want to be there at ground zero.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you didn't want to be taking the train to Wrigley Field at 1 a.m. the night that the Cubs won the World Series. You wanted to be there all afternoon so that you were there for the party in its entirety. So there were people that were ready to celebrate last night.
The place was full of hundreds of thousands of people downtown.
And the
Blues did what the Blues do. They disappointed them.
And this goes back to, you and I had discussed this on Friday. I felt that the pressure of the moment was going to probably get to them in that building. And I know you're down on this team right now. I know because I saw your tweets on Twitter that you've heard enough people saying that this team plays its best hockey with its backs against the wall. You've heard
they're great on the road.
Great on the road, and they're great when they play. Well, guess what? They're on the road, and they've got their backs against the wall.
And I also understand what you're saying about how much pressure it can be being at home with hundreds of thousands of people in the streets, and you're seeing everything. But I'm having a very difficult time somebody trying to legitimize the fact that it's better that they're on the road in Game 7 against Tuukka Rask in the Boston Garden as some kind of positive for this team. That's what I'm having a hard time with. I have hope. I hope that they can win. Do I have belief? That's a little bit more difficult to come by right now.
He is simultaneously both Tuukka Rask and defeatable.
That's true, but he won that game for Boston last night. He was not going to let in a goal.
Let's put it this way. If Boston winds up winning, and it's Wednesday night, Game 7, in Boston. If Boston winds up winning on Wednesday night, I know who's hoisting the Conn Smythe trophy.
If St. Louis wins, he might hoist it.
That doesn't happen very often.
Not very often.
Where the losing team has the most valuable player. You could certainly make the argument if that does indeed happen on Wednesday night, but we will wait and see. We'll have that game for you. We also have the NBA Finals through their completion. Steve Kyler of Basketball Insiders is joining us momentarily to react to the news that Kevin Durant is going to... I don't know whether they put him on a minutes restriction. They're basically going to put him out there and keep eyes on him at all time tonight. Because if anything goes wrong, then he's definitely unavailable in Game 6 and Game 7. But you need to get to Game 6 and Game 7 for that to matter. So we're at the point where desperation equals Durant playing for the Golden State Warriors. And again, Nick Nurse on the cusp of leading the Toronto Raptors to an NBA Finals victory. And
they've been absolutely dominant.
Is discussion about just exactly what this is going to do and what it's going to mean for basketball in Canada, which is something that hasn't received a ton of attention here in the United States. But this is the equivalent of in the early 90s when the Toronto Blue Jays went to back-to-back World Series.
Right.
And the entire country is rallying around the Toronto Raptors.
Think about if Toronto can win this series, how much of a legend an Iowa native is going to be to sports in that country. How much of a legend Nick Nurse is going to be, how he's going to be remembered by a country when it's synonymous with the sport of basketball.
As Gene Cady always said, be wary of people talking about wanting to put up a statue of you because everybody knows what dogs and birds do to statues. I think Hayden Fry may have also had some sort of a riff on that line, but I remember the late, great Bob Brooks once asking the former Purdue basketball coach about being bronzed in statue form in West Lafayette, and that was Gene Cady's response. 319-366-1600. Keep your thoughts and opinions coming to us on the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line. Lots of ground to cover, lots of things to update today. Iowa had an NCAA champion over the weekend. We'll get to that. The Cedar Rapids Colonels are in the thick of the Midwest League playoff race with six games to go. This is a team that was in dead last just a couple weeks ago. They've caught fire, and they are now just 2.5 games out of a playoff spot with six to go. Kyle's going to join us here just momentarily for your first big board update of the day, and then we'll check in with Steve Kyler of Basketball Insiders. We do have a poll question for you today at KGYMradio.com, brought to you by our friends at Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue here in Cedar Rapids. Which transfer is going to help his program the most? Bakari Evelyn or Oliver Martin? You can vote now, KGYMradio.com, and you can check Emil's Hideaway out behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot on First Ave. 421, as we mentioned, quick timeout, big board update on the way, and then Steve Kyler lets us know how effective he thinks Kevin Durant will be for Steve Kerr and the Warriors tonight. Back after this.
There's one.
I see it.
Another.
See it. Didn't see that one.
Potholes are just waiting to damage your ride. If you hit one, it can mess up your alignment, shocks, struts, and suspension. So if your vehicle has a disagreement with a pothole, have Linder Tire take a look at it. They can make sure it's all right or fix any problems that annoying pothole caused. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty and Grinnell. See them at lindertire.com.
The Outlaws are coming. It's the World of Outlaws NOS Energy Drink Sprint Cars. Don't miss a single lap of high-speed wing sprint car racing with the most daring drivers on dirt. Sunday, June 23rd, the Outlaws race back to Dubuque Fairgrounds for one huge night. Don't miss special guest Casey Kane signing autographs at 3:30 p.m. Plus, you can save $5 on general admission tickets at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get your tickets today at slspromotions.com.
When you create some of the world's best windows and doors, you won't let just anyone sell them. You want window and door experts. That's why Marvin Windows and Doors are only sold at local, trusted, independent dealers, not big box stores. Marvin never compromises on quality, offering unparalleled value, energy efficiency, and expert craftsmanship.
At Alexander Lumber, we're proud to be a Marvin dealer. Visit us at 2802 Independence Road or at our Answers by Alexander showroom at 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
With a great deal of American pride, Buffalo Wild Wings announces a great deal on American beer just in time for soccer. Budweiser and Bud Light Talls are now just $3. May the soccer gods bless America as our women dominate the field. Ask not what your country can do for you, ask how fast you can get some $3 talls for your country. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar!
At participating locations, dine-in only. Hours of availability may vary by location. Other limitations may apply where required by law. Must be 21 plus. Void where prohibited. Some locations may only offer this promotion on U.S. match days.
Come here. Get the ball. Good boy.
Give your pets the run of the house. Randy's Flooring has the largest selection of pet-friendly flooring in eastern Iowa. Come see all of it. Randy's Flooring in Coralville and Cedar Rapids. Local flooring experts by design.
This is the NBA Finals. The Golden State Warriors face a must-win Game 5.
Coverage begins tonight at 7 o'clock here on the gym. KGYM.
424, welcome back in. It is the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on 1600 AM Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Sports Talk Radio, as well as 106.3 and 107.5 FM, the South and North Gym frequencies in Iowa City and Cedar Rapids, respectively. You can also catch us on the KGYM app, which is free to download for your smartphone, or online at kgymradio.com. And if you missed anything from today's show or the gym class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, you can check out both shows' podcasts. They are archived online at kgymradio.com. Steve Kyler of Basketball Insiders set to join us momentarily. Also chatting with David Eicholt of 24/7 Sports, who covers the Iowa Hawkeyes, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. But first, time for a big board update. Your first of the day, brought to you by Alexander Lumber. Check them out at their temporary location in Iowa City at 2802 Independence Drive. Soon to be moving to a new location. Details on that to come. Here's the third member of our traveling party, our producer, Kyle Mann.
It wouldn't be a proper Oliver Martin Monday without a report from David Eicholt that Martin is, in fact, returning to Iowa City to join the Hawkeyes. We haven't gotten anything official from Martin or the school yet. Eicholt says there may not be any big announcement, quote-unquote, and Martin is more the type to just slide into workouts this week. Barring some sort of waiver, which isn't impossible but would be a surprise, Martin will sit out a year and have 2 years of eligibility. The 6'1", 200-pound former four-star recruit was the seventh-rated receiver in the class of 2017, according to 24/7. The Iowa basketball team addressed its need for backcourt depth when it secured the first grad transfer in program history over the weekend. Bakari Evelyn began his career at Nebraska in 2015 before transferring to Valparaiso, where last year he scored 8 points per game on 33% from the floor and 30% from beyond the arc. Kevin Lehman says he struggled with nagging injuries last season, so in contrast, as a sophomore, he scored 12 points per game on 45% from the floor and 38% from three. The guy whose spot he's filling on the roster, Isaiah Moss, announced this morning he'll be playing his final season for Bill Self at Kansas. Moss is looking to increase his profile as a future pro, and Kansas, who Jeff Goodman already has as his third-ranked preseason team, brings him on with a major need for perimeter scoring. The Colonels won 4-5 in Peoria, concluding with a 10-1 thumping earlier today. Ricky De La Torres, Jacob Pearson, and Jared Akins homered in what was the final game before the team returns home tomorrow for the first home game in 2 weeks. Tonight after the show, Iowa native Nick Nurse and the Raptors could close out the Warriors and win the NBA Finals. They'll apparently have to go through Kevin Durant to do it. He's back out there tonight. Find out if he's enough to live another day on all three KGYM frequencies.
And we will keep tabs on this, but it looks like Mitch Keller could be headed back to the major leagues as soon as this Wednesday. According to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Keller, who made his big league debut with the Pirates a couple weeks ago, one of the options to start Wednesday during the Pirates' road trip to Atlanta. Keller has been fantastic in his two appearances at Indianapolis since being sent back to the minor leagues. On Friday, 13 strikeouts over five innings of one-hit ball against the Toledo Mud Hens, the official baseball team of Brent Balbinot in Toledo. At one point in time, it struck out 12 of 13 batters in a row. You know, talk about a guy who maybe took the carrot on the stick of an appearance in the big leagues and decided that he wanted to get back there. Mitch Keller, again, according to the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, in line to possibly start again Wednesday. That would, again, looks to be a spot start, so most likely riding the shuttle between Pittsburgh and Indianapolis this year, unless he were to come up and completely dominate and then force their hand. 319-366-1600. I don't know whether he's going to dominate tonight, but speaking of having your hands forced, Golden State has its back against the wall. Kevin Durant is going to play tonight for Golden State in Game 5 of the NBA Finals. Toronto has a commanding 3-1 lead at the point. This surprises some people. There were a number of folks at the beginning of the NBA Finals that said Toronto had the guns to win this thing, and we will see. But this is a seismic shift in the basketball landscape, whether it's just for one season or not. But Toronto has the juggernaut that is Golden State on the brink of elimination.
They're on the ropes. And I think that this game is going to be so telling on many fronts as to whether, first of all, whether or not this series ends tonight. That's the obvious, right? This series could end tonight, even if Kevin Durant is 40 to 50% healthy. Is he going to be effective enough to make a difference? What kind of minutes restrictions will he be on? However, if he comes out and looks fully healthy and plays to his playoff abilities and he shows that he is one of the top two or three players in the world again, then you're starting to talk about the Golden State Warriors being able to win three in a row and win the NBA championship. You can never count out Golden State, especially if Kevin Durant is good to go. He's, like you said earlier, he's not going to be fully healthy. You know that. But if he is able to score efficiently the way that we know he can, Golden State can still come back in this series.
What do you think? Let us know on the Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line. Hertine and Stocker, located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. They have been Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years. You can stop on in and rest assured that a member of the Dickens family, Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate, is always there to answer your questions. Again, the number 319-366-1600 as we get ready to be joined by Steve Kyler of Basketball Insiders momentarily. Lots more to get to. Iowa, we mentioned, had an NCAA champion over the weekend. This is an impressive accomplishment. Lulaga Tusaga of the Iowa women's track and field team taking home the NCAA title in the discus. How impressive is this? Just the fourth woman in Iowa history and the 14th NCAA track champion in the history of the Hawkeye program. And we'll work to get her on the program because I have listened to some interviews that she's done and read a few stories on her, and she seems to be a fascinating, interesting individual, and congratulations going out to her. Also in Big Ten news, and this is big, Michigan is headed to Omaha for the College World Series. The first Big Ten team since 2013, and only the second Big Ten team since Michigan appeared, I believe it was 1983, in the College World Series. And this is once again going to be held up as an example for baseball programs and, more importantly, athletic directors in the Big Ten. It's not impossible. It can be done. How insane is this? They had to beat UCLA, the number one seed, in order to get there, and they did it. So Michigan will be heading off to Omaha in the College World Series.
They were the only cold weather northern team in a super regional, right?
I believe that was the case.
I saw the field, and I know that Jeff Johnson, the Cedar Rapids Gazette, tweeted about this. Michigan was the only northern team left. They were the only Big Ten team in a super regional. And like you said, they had to go through the number one seed to get to the College World Series. So in a year where everyone is saying, well, look at the difference between the northern and southern teams. Look at who still controls the college baseball landscape. Even though we know that the Big Ten has improved exponentially at baseball over the past decade, there still was that perceived gap. So good on Michigan for getting past the super regional, knocking out the number one team, knocking out the big dog, the perennial power in college baseball, and getting to the College World Series and representing the Big Ten.
Michigan beats UCLA 2 out of 3 games, and they were all very good games. They won 3-2 in the first game. Then game two went to UCLA in 12 innings, 5-4, before Michigan came back with a 4-2 win in the third and final deciding game. Other teams advancing to Omaha for the College World Series: Texas Tech out of the Big 12. That was an all Big 12 super regional between the Red Raiders and Oklahoma State. You have yet to be decided Arkansas and Mississippi. That game is going on right now on ESPN2. Florida State is headed to Omaha. This is a big deal for college baseball fans because Mike Martin Sr. is making his final appearance with the Florida State Seminoles before retiring after 40-plus years. Vanderbilt, that game, did you see? Are you familiar with Kumar Rocker?
I am not.
He is good. He was drafted last year. I chose to go to Vanderbilt. Was absolutely dominant against Duke, 19 strikeouts. And Auburn also ending a very long College World Series drought. So I know it's difficult to convince Iowa fans to root for another Big Ten school. It's not in a college fan's DNA.
Especially Michigan.
Michigan, yeah. Well, hey, they gave your football program Oliver Martin. The least you can do is root for them during the College World Series. But there you go. It's proof. It can be done. A Big Ten school is playing in the College World Series this year. Let's shift gears back to the NBA Finals. Game 5 on tap tonight. You can hear it right here on KGYM. As promised, Steve Kuyler of Basketball Insiders is with us. And Steve, Kevin Durant is going to play tonight by all accounts. He's not going to be 100%. How closely do Steve Kerr and his coaching staff have to watch Durant tonight?
Well, I think pretty closely. I mean, two things you don't want him to do to make it worse. You go into a game not 100%, especially when you're talking about a calf injury. You don't want Kevin Durant to come up with an Achilles tear or some type of major injury that impacts his future. And also, you've got to look at, you know, how is he moving? You know, is he helping you or hurting you because he's not 100%? But I'll say this, 50% of Kevin Durant is 50% of probably one of the best players on the planet. I'll take 50% of that if he can give you great offensive production and isn't a liability. That's the one thing. And then it's how much is rest versus rust? How much bounce does he have? You know, is he winded because his timing's off? You know, all of those kind of things. So I think that's what you have to really be mindful of. But there's another reality here. There is no tomorrow if you don't win. So you've got to try everything you can or your season's over.
You lead me right to my next question. Can 50% of Kevin Durant be good enough for three wins in a row for Golden State?
Well, you got to take the first one at a time. You know, the good news is about the way we do the finals, there's plenty of time in between games. But it's not just Kevin Durant. You've got to get a lot out of Klay Thompson. You've got to have a superhero performance out of somebody not named Curry. You need, you know, you bring Kevin Durant in. Now you get to move Andre Iguodala back to the bench. Now you've got a little more depth. You've got Kevin Durant in. You probably don't need as much out of Sean Livingston. So there's a real domino effect of how it impacts the entire process. But there's just a reality that, you know, more is better because you've got one more guy that you can put into the rotation and move everybody else around. And that's a big reason why Golden State has looked so thin, is because they haven't had the depth that you would expect. So some of that is you'll get solved a little bit, if you will, with Kevin coming back.
With DeMarcus Cousins, can Steve Kerr afford to put him in the lineup anymore? It just seems like he is nowhere near healthy and the lift is just not there for him.
Well, and this was always kind of the question of, you know, you go Achilles to now the quad. There's just, it starts to catch up to you. And when you're DeMarcus Cousins and you need quickness and bounce and explosion, and especially the way the Raptors are playing, the Raptors are deliberately playing an up-tempo game. They're trying to wear down what I'll call, you know, weary legs, you know, a lot of miles on the Golden State Warrior players. You know, these younger guys, the Pascal Siakams, the reason why you let Kawhi Leonard miss as many games, and really just the game plan, you watch it, is trying to play Houston Rockets basketball. Get a shot up in 8 seconds, let's get back down, play some defense, turn around, get another shot up in 8 seconds. And that does not favor DeMarcus Cousins in any way. So you combine with no bounce, no lift to a frenetic pace to the game. He always seems to be the last dude down the court on both ends. And then you can't play your game that way.
Steve Kuyler of Basketball Insiders with us this evening on KGYM. If you're Nick Nurse, how does the presence of Kevin Durant affect your game plan tonight for Toronto?
Well, I don't think it does, because you've seen that your way is working on a lot of different fronts. You know, you've got to account for Kevin, and that probably means more work for Kawhi Leonard on the defensive end, because that's exactly who you put on Kevin Durant. But I think also you do the same thing. You want to try to run him a little bit. You want to get that calf good and sore as quickly as you can. So you got to make him chase you a little bit. So you've got to see what Steve Kerr's going to put Kevin Durant on, and are they going to try to hide Kevin and Steph Curry, because they've been doing that for years, is hiding Steph Curry on the pick and roll. So, you know, how do you hide two players, you know, on defense? So some of that's going to be chess, you know, check counterpoint, if you will. But, you know, there's a reality that, you know, what the Toronto Raptors are doing is very good basketball, and they're getting it from a lot of different guys. So just keep doing what you're doing. You don't want to try to overreact to Kevin unless he comes out and just starts pouring in buckets. If he's on his way to a 50-point game, then maybe you got to adjust a little bit. But I don't think that's what we're going to see.
How big has Serge Ibaka been for the Raptors in this series?
It's been huge. I mean, if you look at, you know, go all the way back to Milwaukee, you know, the big reason why you beat Milwaukee handedly, you get huge production out of Serge and Marcus Gasol. So it's, these are when those guys have to stand up. And I had an executive say this to me when the Miami Heat came together with their big three, is your first three get you there, your next three win it. And when you look at the history of the NBA Finals, you know, the stars show up and look like stars, but it's always a Mike Miller, an Andre Iguodala, a Manu Ginobili, a guy you did not expect that has the huge game or the huge moment that cements the finals win. And this is where Marcus Gasol, Pascal Siakam, you know, Serge Ibaka, Fred VanVleet, that's where these guys are going to make their name. And I think with Serge, as much money that was invested in Serge, and at the time, Raptors fans didn't understand it, you're starting to see what he can do for you, especially when the Warriors try to play small with Draymond Green and Kevon Looney and not have a traditional big out there. Is he can really make a lot of things happen, both in his ability to stretch the floor and his ability to challenge at the rim on both ends of the ball.
Steve, what would a win tonight mean for basketball in Canada if the Raptors can finish this off?
Well, isn't it the defining moment? I think it's what, 24 years of having a team nobody cared about outside of the country is about. You know, they're going to get to the pinnacle. And when you think about it, think of all the franchises in the NBA and the fact that the Knicks haven't been relevant in two decades. The Lakers haven't been relevant in a decade. You just think about the marquee teams that we used to always think about as winning franchises. And if you think about who were the best teams over the last decade, you're not going to say the Toronto Raptors because their resume has been good in the regular season, can't get it done. And now you're going to get a championship against the five-time NBA Finals Golden State Warriors and some of the best players that have ever played the game in the modern era. That's a huge thing. And it's big not only for Kawhi Leonard, it's big for Nick Nurse, it's big for Masai Ujiri, it's big for Jurassic Park, those thousands of dudes that are going to be standing out watching the game outside. And for a country that really is not thought of very favorably as a basketball destination, for them to get a championship before a whole lot of other teams is pretty impressive.
What has been the buzz around the league about the job that Nick Nurse has done with this roster?
You know, Nick Nurse is one of those guys that, you know, you talk in coaching circles, who's next, who's next? And his name always came up, probably for the last 5 years. And anytime there was a job opening and you'd start to see his name mentioned, they interviewed. And, you know, you look at him, he comes off as a mad scientist. He doesn't look the part. He doesn't pass the eye test at all as a head coach. But what he's done in terms of the X's and O's, what he's done in managing minutes and building a relationship, being aggressive, being enthusiastic, you know, all of these things have kind of allowed him to be him. And the fact that he's having a lot of success will be interesting. And I liken it to much like the Bill Belichick, right? Bill Belichick shows up in a torn up hoodie and everybody's like, what is this guy doing? You know, Nick Nurse has kind of made it cool to be nerdy again. And, you know, the fact that his team's having a lot of success and the X's and O's part of it and the decision to kind of mix it up and play up tempo and try to beat Golden State at Golden State's game, you know, these have all been great things. And I think the results speak for themselves that not only was he a really good hire by Masai Ujiri, remember, they fired the coach of the year to give the job to Nick Nurse, and he's doing what guys before him couldn't do, and that's punch it over the finish line.
Conversely, you've got Steve Kerr on the other bench. Why has he struggled to match Nick Nurse with the X's and O's for the most part this series?
Doesn't have the horses. You know, as good as you want to be as a coach, when you don't have your best players and you're constantly trying to figure out how to keep them all in a game, get them all going, you know, this has been probably as shallow in terms of depth that the Golden State Warriors have had in kind of this five-year run. You know, a lot of their guys are looking worn and tired, and some are looking old. And certainly when, you know, Klay Thompson has to miss game three, you know, Kevin Durant misses a month, you know, it took, you know, 2 months to get Draymond Green in shape. You know, there's just a lot that's kind of going against Steve Kerr. And then the other part of it is the league has caught up. And you look around, whether it's, you know, Milwaukee, whether it's Toronto, whether it's, you know, Portland Trail Blazers, you know, the Houston Rockets, you know, the gap between the Warriors and everybody else is no longer the divide that it was. So some of it is you don't have the guys, but the other part of it is the league's playing the way you play now. You're no longer the outlier. You're the norm.
Steve, I want to move on to this upcoming offseason for just a second. I know there's been a lot of buzz recently with the Brooklyn Nets and the trade that they made to get rid of Allen Crabbe's contract. You mentioned, when we were talking about Serge Ibaka, you talk about all the role players that play a huge role in winning a championship. With all that Brooklyn has built, do you think that this is a really good spot for one or two superstars to go to this offseason?
It sure looks like it. You know, when you hear the buzz that is so predominant that maybe Brooklyn is Kyrie Irving's favorite spot or that Kevin Durant's going to maybe join him there, this is what Sean Marks was talking about when he got hired, which was be aggressive, find value where others aren't looking, you know, keep working the process. And if you just look at, you know, some of the guys, you know, Spencer Dinwiddie was a throwaway, and they turned him into a very, very nice sixth man. You know, D'Angelo Russell, Magic Johnson wanted nothing to do with him, give him away for almost nothing, turn him into an all-star. Gamble on Caris LeVert and his foot, he becomes one of those guys. Rondae Hollis-Jefferson, two-way player. Jarrett Allen, you know, the dudes that they have picked up and turned into really good players, you know, it's not a fluke. They've had a lot of process and success around it. And I think the league has taken notice in the fact that Kenny Atkinson, their head coach, is so well thought of. And Sean Marks, as an executive, is well thought of out of the Spurs tree. You know, there's a lot going on. And then the marketplace that is New York, an amazing practice facility that overlooks the city, you know, a fan base that showed up in great, you know, droves this year to try to support a Nets team that was kind of a nobody Nets team that got in. There's just a lot there, and it's all the positive boxes got checked in a way that makes Brooklyn one of those teams that I think they're going to get at least a star, if not two. And if they don't get a second star, they're going to get a couple of really nice support players to go with that star. And if they can keep all their young guys and do that, now Brooklyn's going to jump up into the hunt there, and where we've got maybe Boston and Philadelphia and kind of be part of that upper echelon in the East.
Is there a surprise in free agency that you think maybe wouldn't be that big of a surprise at this point? Something that would certainly cause people in the NBA to take notice, but something that you think there's a good chance may happen?
Well, I think there are a couple of situations. You know, what does Orlando do? Do they run it back and just re-sign Nikola Vukovic and Terrence Ross? Or do they go out and get super aggressive and go after a Mike Conley in trade or get into a D'Angelo Russell bidding situation? You know, I think the Indiana Pacers are lining up to be pretty aggressive. I think they're going to go out and make a move on an elite-level guard, or at least a high-functioning level guard, and that'll change kind of the balance of power in the East a little bit. But I think when you talk about, like, Kawhi Leonard, I think it's a two-horse race. It's going to be the Clippers, or he stays in Toronto, and I'm leaning towards stay in Toronto. You know, Kevin Durant, I think the tea leaves have said he's going to be in New York and is a Knick, and that seems like that's awfully close, just like Kyrie to Brooklyn. Seems like that one is a little forecasted. But I think the trade market will be interesting. Where does Anthony Davis land? You know, if Anthony Davis does land up in L.A. with LeBron James, and they'll get another star, maybe Jimmy Butler, maybe Kemba Walker. So then it just starts to become a domino effect. But look, 48% of the NBA is going to be a free agent. There's going to be 17 teams with cap space, 6 that have a max salary slot, 4 that have the ability to go to max salary slots. So there's a lot of money, a lot of players, a lot of movement that should take place just simply because the amount of money and the volume of players.
Now, on the trade market, I know Daryl Morey, the GM of the Houston Rockets, said that all of his players are available on the trading block, and a lot of people are looking at Chris Paul. 2 more years left on his contract, $41 million next year, $44 the year after that. What do you think the market is going to be like for CP3?
And then keep in mind, there's a player option after that, so it's even uglier. You know, there's a reality. It's always about what are you giving back? You know, if you're just taking on the ugly money and you're just buying into salary cap space, or, you know, I keep looking at, say, we'll take the Charlotte Hornets as example. You know, they've got a Nicholas Batum contract. They've got a Marvin Williams contract. Some of these things are just boat anchors, absolutely killing the franchise. If you can move those off to Houston because they expire before Chris Paul, then maybe you're making a plus out of a minus. But I don't think that, you know, anybody is saying, hey, I'm giving you 3 first-round draft picks and our promising star player. You know, that's just not going to happen. You know, with Chris Paul, you're selling a negative. And when you sell a negative, it usually means you have to give up something of value. Is it Eric Gordon? Is it Clint Capella? So I think it's going to be hard to move Chris Paul to somebody who's not looking at him as get rid of my ugly money in exchange for your ugly money, because we're now 2 franchises. Think about it. The LA Clippers wanted out of Chris Paul. Now the Houston Rockets want out of Chris Paul. That's not a good thing for Chris Paul.
Steve Kuyler, Basketball Insiders, we appreciate the insight as always, and we'll let you turn your attention back to Game 5 tonight. Thanks a lot.
Anytime, fellas. Be well.
Give him a follow on Twitter, and the NBA could be wrapping up tonight. It may not. We'll
see. Go on another week and a half,
and
since they go a week between games.
And then we'll dive right into, that's the thing with the Durant injury, is that if he plays and he makes it through the game and Golden State wins, he's going to have a little time to recover before Game 6, and the same thing for Game 7. And if there's a team where you wouldn't count them out down 3-1, I would think maybe Golden State with Kevin Durant would fit the criteria. 4:51. We need to take a quick timeout, but before we do, be caller number 6 right now to 319-366-1600, and you're going to take home a $30 gift card to Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road. Caller number six, our winner, 319-366-1600. We'll find out who he or she is when we return after this.
On every job site, the formula is the same. Less downtime equals more profit. Reduce that downtime with top-notch machinery from Star Equipment, like the JLG 1930 ES electric scissor lift, with more of what you need for every job. More duty cycles to keep you on the job longer. More versatility to work in a wide variety of environments with cleaner, quieter operation. And more features and productivity-enhancing tools. Rent or buy from Star Equipment and improve your job site profits. Star Equipment, Iowa born in 1968. StarEquip.com.
Hear that? You're knocking on the front door of the new home you want to own. You might be close to making this big purchase, but just need a little help to get in the door. That's where the team of mortgage experts at Midwest One Bank can help. We support you so that you feel comfortable and empowered from open house to closing day. Simply put, we'll help you find your way home. It's empowered home ownership. It's Midwest One Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Lawn lovers, run with us on the John Deere Z500 Series Z-Track mower. Built to mow better, faster, with an Excel Deep mower deck. Because whether you're up against the clock or a busy day, this zero turn gets it done in almost no time at all. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Test drive a Z500 Series Z-Track mower at your John Deere dealer during the Take Your Turn sales event.
Welcome back to Sports View. Next topic. Is it really all about power? Makes me think of Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Gives you the power to find options based on your budget. Let's go to Chuck for an irrelevant analogy.
Man, back in the day, people didn't ask how many oranges are in the crate. They just took the oranges. They didn't say, are there 6, 7, 12, 15, whatever. It was just oranges. You get me?
We get you, Chuck. In a word, oranges.
Give it to us straight with the Progressive Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to the playoffs, coverage is everything. The same applies to the wireless game. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get full nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, up for up to 50% less than those big carriers charge, for the exact same high-speed networks. It's like getting full-court coverage at half-court prices. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
No game today. The Twins enjoying a well-earned off day back home before a long homestand begins against the Mariners on Tuesday night at Target Field. Hi, this is Corey Provis. We'll join you Tuesday's 7:10 start on your home for Twins baseball.
I'm 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Welcome back in, and congratulations in order for Chris in Cedar Rapids going to Mulligan sometime in the near future with a $30 gift card to spend on food or beverages. We'll have another opportunity for someone to enjoy Mulligan's, perhaps for the first time. Gift card, a nice way to introduce yourself to a location that you've never been to before, or maybe go to a place that you are a regular at, depending on how much time you spend there. We'd love to have everybody at Mulligan's with us next Thursday for the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire and Linder Tire KGYM.com. The next time that KGYM is out and about in eastern Iowa is going to be Wednesday afternoon, as Scott and Mark will be in downtown Cedar Rapids at the UFG building for another edition of Lunchbox Heroes. You can learn more about Lunchbox Heroes presented by Built by Pros by visiting our website, kgymradio.com. David Ortiz is en route to Boston. As of about 10 minutes ago, the ambulance has taken him to the airport in Santo Domingo, and he'll be transported by air ambulance from the Dominican Republic to Boston. For those of you unaware, the former Red Sox slugger who retired in 2016 shot in what is becoming an increasingly more bizarre story with each report out of the Dominican Republic. But originally the report was this was as during a robbery attempt. That was quickly dismissed as false. Then it became he was not the intended target of the quote-unquote hit, that it was with somebody he was with that night at the club. And now the latest development is that this was an orchestrated hit on Ortiz from a Dominican drug lord who believes, and I don't know whether there's merit to this or not, but believes that David Ortiz and the drug lord's wife may have had something going on.
Whew.
It's a lot to unpack. There was also a report last night that, hey, there's no problem here with Ortiz. Everything's fine. And then reports came out that he had had, I believe, his gallbladder, part of his intestine, and maybe a small portion of his liver.
That's what I saw as
needed
well.
To be removed.
That doesn't sound minor.
He's been married, not that it's terribly germane to the situation, but for 17 years to a woman that he met while he was playing Class A baseball in Appleton, Wisconsin. And there you go. You never know who you're going to come across when you're a Cedar Rapids colonel playing in Cedar Rapids. Maybe you wind up meeting your future wife. Colonels, by the way, returning home tomorrow night for the final six games of the first half, including three with Wisconsin and three with the Clinton Lumber Kings. Colonels just 2.5 games behind the Burlington Bees for the Western Division wild card. Quad Cities is going to wind up winning the first half. Good luck to the Colonels, and we will see them at the ballpark on Wednesday for that noon game, sponsored by our friends from Z102.9. We got to close the books on hour number one. When we return, sorry, Alex, we're going to talk about game six after this.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Sports Center.
Warrior star Kevin Durant plans to play tonight in Game 5 of the NBA Finals against the Raptors, reports ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski. Durant took part in the morning shoot-around, listed as a game-time decision. Durant, a two-time Finals MVP, has not played in a month because of an injured calf, and that prolonged absence could hurt Golden State tonight, according to ESPN's Bruce Bowen.
He might miss an open cut. He might miss another play. He might not rotate. All these things play into the whole aspect of when you have a player that's been off for quite some time, does he actually help your team or does he hinder your team? And I think it's more of the latter. He hinders the team if he comes back at this particular juncture.
Game 5, 8 Eastern, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, 9 Eastern on ABC. Former slugger David Ortiz on a plane sent by the Red Sox, leaving the Dominican Republic, heading to Boston for further treatment. Ortiz was shot at a club in the Dominican Republic last night. Two suspects are in custody. The Red Sox moved up the start of Wednesday's home game to 4:05 Eastern to accommodate the Boston Bruins, who will host the Blues in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final.
Coming up Tuesday, we'll break down NBA Finals Game 5, the latest on Kevin Durant, and more NBA news from Brooklyn to the Bay. Plus, a U.S. soccer legend joins us that we're so excited for, we're just trying to keep our shirts on. Golic and Wingo Tuesday, 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN 2.
This SportsCenter update was brought to you by Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle. Learn more at ncsei.com.
I'm Amelia, and I'm a teenager now. But when I was 5, the final boy wizard book was released, and so was Windows Server 2008. Harry and Hermione are still awesome, but Microsoft is ending support for Server 2008 R2. So if your business is still using Windows Server 2008 R2, you're going to need more than a spell to stay up to date. Fortunately, Network Computer Solutions is like having your very own wizard. Make sure you get in touch with them soon to update your Windows software.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
5:03, we welcome you back, or welcome you to the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Hour number 2 of 3 here on a Monday, beautiful Monday in eastern Iowa. This program being presented to you today by the folks at Randy's Flooring. Find out what they're all about and find what you're looking for your next project, big or small, at one of their 2 showrooms in the corridor, Cedar Rapids or in Coralville on the Coralville Strip. Find out for yourself why Randy's has been Eastern Iowa's flooring leader for over 40 years. David Eichold of 24/7 Sports is set to join us here within the hour as we'll discuss the Oliver Martin news today. Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com reporting that the Iowa City West native is headed home to join the Hawkeyes and will be participating with the team in workouts later this week. Other news to get to when we chat Hawkeyes coming up in just a little bit. A coming and a going again, I guess, is what you would say. Isaiah Moss on the move to Kansas instead of Arkansas. And Bakari Evelyn transferring from Valparaiso to Iowa to fill part of the void left with the loss of Isaiah Moss and Maishi Daly. We'll get David's thoughts on that coming up in just a little bit. A little more college baseball discussion, as well as some Game 6 reaction last night, the Stanley Cup Finals. Tomorrow is a big day in eastern Iowa for Hawkeye football fans because the folks at Fry Fest will be announcing the general theme and some of the activities going on at this year's Fry Fest. Iowa, the University of Iowa, is also going to announce its varsity club Hall of Fame class tomorrow. Lon Olenzak, a longtime friend of KGYM, will be part of that at that news conference in the morning. And we'll get a preview of what's to come with this year's Fry Fest. I'm looking forward
to this. It's going to be hard to top last year's.
I feel like we say that every year because they do a tremendous job. But having Bob Sanders back last year, and it was just
the entire coaching staff.
It was a great event, highlighted by retired Bob Stoops and Todd saying that he saw Bob Stoops drinking beer and that he was never going to coach again. And now Bob Stoops is not only coaching, but the general manager. He's just the general manager, right?
He's coaching and the general manager.
Oh, he's both.
He's both.
In the XFL.
Jack of all trades.
A man, Hawaiian print shirt, not a care in the world, just quaffing Bud Light after Bud Light. Taking, at one point in time during the autograph line, taking a pee break and upsetting some people who were there just to get Bob Stoops' autograph. Never thought that guy would be doing anything other than his own personal Margaritaville for the next 30, 40 years, but to each their own. So we'll find out what the theme is for this year's Fry Fest coming up tomorrow. Looking forward to that. As promised, though, we're going to dive a little further into Game 6 reaction, the Stanley Cup Finals last night. This was about as dire or worst case scenario as possible if you're a St. Louis Blues fan, as Alex is, because it wasn't as if this was a close call that's sending the series back to Boston. This was a curb stomping reminiscent of Game 3 at the hands of the Bruins.
It wasn't through the first two periods. That was the problem. They, through their own doing and selfish, undisciplined play by Braden Schenn, they took a penalty early on, did the one thing that you couldn't afford to do, put the Bruins on the power play. Then Ryan O'Reilly, a couple of minutes later, shot one out of the rink. It was a delay of game, so it was a 5-on-3, which is basically just handing Boston a goal. Then they got to their game through the first period, but Tuukka Rask was really good. Second period, they controlled the pace again. Got to their game. Tuukka Rask was really good. A couple of bad bounces here. Missed wide open net by Colton Parayko. They're down 1-0 going into the third period. Still a chance to win the game on home ice. I can understand early on there are some jitters. You have 100,000 people in the stands. Early on in the game, you might be a little bit intimidated. There might be some nerves. Third period, those should all be gone away. There is no excuse for the way they played in that third period. They gave up a terrible goal. As Jordan Binnington, that second goal by Brandon Carlo was first kicked by the official that was kept in the zone, then shot like a rock across a pond, and the ice was not very good last night, and it affected Jordan Binnington there. It was a wicked hop that goes in the net, and then all hell breaks loose. They lose their composure. They lose their cool. And there have been two very anticipated games for the St. Louis Blues in this Stanley Cup final for the fans. Game 3 and Game 6, the two most anticipated games in Blues history, and they lost those games by a combined 12-3. So I said before this game, They're one win away from winning the Stanley Cup, but it feels like they're about five wins away. Sure, this is a Game 7. They have a chance to win the Stanley Cup, but I don't feel like they do. That's the problem. I don't feel like they do. The question is, do they feel like they do? That's all that matters.
Blues fans, how are you feeling today in Eastern Iowa after a Game 6 loss to the Bruins? 319-366-1600. Pick up the phone. We want to hear from you. You can also use the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line. Same number, 319-366-1600. And you're absolutely right. That was a one-period game last night. It turned out to be the third period, and it wound up, as far as bad weekends in sports go for cities, that's probably about as bad of a weekend as St. Louis could have had. And I know there aren't a ton of people in St. Louis who claim to be paying attention to the Cardinals at this point during the Blues Stanley Cup run, but the Cubs finish off that sweep last night at Wrigley Field as well. The home team has won every single meeting between the Cubs and Cardinals this year, which I think is kind of interesting. I don't know whether that will hold true or not, but again, some of the same issues that have plagued the Cardinals all season long on display during that sweep at Wrigley Field.
I was hoping that some people would take their Blues frustrations out on John Mozeliak and not the team and not boo.
Not until Thursday. One way or the other.
Oh, man, John Mozeliak is, other than the editor at the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, is the Blues' biggest fan right now. Because if the Blues were to win on Wednesday, the fans, I think there might be a little bit of like a 2-3 week grace period where they're not going to complain about the Cardinals. At least for me, I wouldn't complain about the Cardinals the rest of the season, quite honestly, if the Blues win on Wednesday. But if they lose, the frustration is all going to be taken out on the St. Louis Cardinals.
If I could guarantee you that the Blues would win the Stanley Cup on Wednesday night, but the price that you had to pay was you couldn't watch another Cardinals game for the rest of the year, and the Cardinals were going to win the World Series, would you trade all of that for a Stanley Cup on Wednesday?
The Cardinals are going to win the World Series.
The Cardinals are going to win the World Series this year. It's somehow miraculous, but you can't watch a single pitch from Thursday through the end of the World Series. But I can guarantee you that the Blues win the Stanley Cup on Wednesday.
Oh, that's an easy decision. Of course I'm making that.
You're making that.
I would make it if the Cardinals lost every single game the rest of the season. Quite honestly.
Well, they got a better chance of winning the World Series than that happening.
I don't think
but
so. Sorry, Cardinal fans.
They're not
this
the Orioles.
This is how I feel about this right now. Let me ask you something, because we've been in similar situations. And I said to you, I know that the Cubs were a franchise that really, up until 2016, could not get up over the hump. And even during the course of that playoff run, there were so many times where I'm sure Cubs fans have thought it's over. They're not going to win. They're not going to win three in a row against Cleveland. Are they going to go on the road and win two at Cleveland? Are they going to win a game seven? What was your feeling like going into a game seven?
I was nervous the entire day.
Okay.
And we got off the air, and by the time that I left the building and was pulling into my driveway, Dexter Fowler had hit a leadoff home run.
Right.
Put him up 1-0, and that sort of, it took some of the nerves and put them at ease, but I mean, I was glued to the couch the rest of that night. Now, on top of this, mind you, my wife and I had just brought our son home relatively recently from a very extended stay in the NICU, and we were still getting used to having him at home with us and everything that went with that. But I had him on my lap watching the game for the most part, and that kept me calm.
Okay,
because I knew that if I did anything rash, that I was going to startle and or possibly harm we can't quite say he was supposed to be a newborn son, but he was 3 months old at the time, still a baby. So his presence there sort of calmed me. You don't have that Wednesday night. You can't
borrow someone's
you
baby.
You cannot
please?
Borrow him
please.
Either.
319-366-1600. Can I borrow your baby to keep me calm?
He has not. He's figured out baseball. He loves baseball. He's figured out golf. He's not quite sure what to think of hockey when it comes
Fair
on.
Enough.
When I put it on the television, he asks me, Daddy, Cubbies? I go, no, wrong sport. And then he'll ask me if it's the Hawkeyes. And then I have to say no. And then his interest just sort of wanes after that. But it's a... Hockey is a difficult sport to pick up for anybody, not just a three-year-old. And I know adults that have tried to get into hockey and can't remember years ago when Fox solved all of this with the blue tracer on the screen. This was back before HDTVs.
HD has done a huge service for hockey
fans.
Can
I tell you, the last time that I bought a brand new TV, the selling point for me was one of the display videos that they show over and over so that you can see the clarity. One of the videos was some NHL highlights. And if you can see crystal clear on your HD TV where the puck is going at all times, buy that TV. And that's about as close to a game changer as possible for hockey, because it is a tough sport, relatively speaking, to follow on TV because of the action. The blue tracer on the puck was going to be absolutely game-changing. And then
until it wasn't.
Now it's the butt of a lot of jokes. 366-1600. Let's bring Cole in Cedar Rapids onto the program. Cole, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to let you guys know, if you want to borrow a baby, you can borrow mine. The first game I actually watched with him is the first sporting event we ever watched. It was the Iowa-Ohio State game where we just blew him out of the water. So I feel like he's a good luck charm.
Oh, so there's some superstition in here too. So I like. Thank you, Cole.
Well, but in doing the math on that, he's not a baby anymore, right? That was 2 years ago.
He's not a baby no more. He's about a year and a half now.
Okay. All right. Okay. 55-24. Cole has the good luck charm for you.
Appreciate that, Cole.
Alex is going to wind up on some sort of police blotter or something. He. Missing children report as we try to find him a good luck charm on Wednesday night. Something to calm him.
I don't
For
know
those
what
of
to
you
do.
That don't know Alex is a little bit of a nervous Nelly when it comes to sports teams is extremely invested
in. I panic. I flat out panic.
And he is extremely invested in the St. Louis Blues. So, do you have any hints for Alex? Any advice for Alex on how he can handle Wednesday night? 319-366-1600. Do you, the listener, have any rituals that you go through on game day that calm your nerves? And I'm assuming these will be non-alcoholic related. Of course, the shower beer or five or six Bloody Marys in the morning will get you ready for game day and pretty much calm all of your nerves. I understand that. But do you have any tips for how Alex can handle the nerve and the nervous energy of a Stanley Cup Game 7? There is nothing like it in all of sports. And there is definitely nothing like it when your team is involved in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals. 319-366-1600. Throwing a lot of stuff out there for the... I don't think the Blues fans want to even acknowledge the situation at this point, because we're not hearing from them. And that's fine, because denial is one of the stages of grief, and you're probably still grieving that loss last night. And you got to...
Denying anything.
I didn't say you. Other folks out there in denial right now. You got to chew on this tonight and tomorrow and all day Wednesday.
Absolute torture. I'll be honest. After that game last night, I have not been that mad in a long time. Completely
because
annoyed.
For two periods you felt it was in reach.
Absolutely.
And then everything got nuked in the third period.
Completely nuked in the third period. And they have this game at home, and their fans are there, and they're trying to do something that's never been done before, and they got to their game, and they just gift-wrapped a goal in the first period, and the goalie for the other team is just not letting anything in the net, and the bounces aren't going your way, and it's just completely frustrating. And then in the third period, the second goal, it was just a complete and total garbage goal, and then everything falls apart, and you're thinking about a game seven. And I thought this was out of reach in the first place, or it felt out of reach in the first place, and now you have to go into the other team's building and win a game seven. So, like I said, I knew that this wasn't going to be easy. When you're breaking this kind of long, extended drought, it's not going to be easy. But at the same time, it's hard to have... I have hope. It's hard to have belief that they're going to pull it off.
All right. We've got some folks who have some advice for you for how to handle Wednesday night. Let's start in Iowa City with Luke. Luke, what can you tell Alex to get him ready for Wednesday night?
Well, first, I agree with him 100%. I don't know how to feel about Wednesday night. Part of me is optimistic with those first two periods. Part of me is terrified after that third period. And then I guess I'll take the blame for last night. I didn't wear my Tarasenko jersey game one, and I didn't wear it last night. And other than that, they're 3-1 when I do. So I'll take the blame for last night.
Luke, please wear that Tarasenko jersey. I wore mine to game three. I have not worn it since. So hopefully there's like this opposite. It works for you and not for me. Hopefully.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay. Let's go to, I believe, David in Coralville has been hanging out. David, what can you tell Alex?
Hey, Alex, Blues fan as well, Cardinals fan as well, from St. Louis. I think we have a lot in common. But what I'll say is kind of against what you do for a living, so don't hold it against me. But do not listen to talk radio unless if you're being paid to be on it or to do so. I'm listening because I love you guys. But turn ESPN off, no FS1, no pregame show. Just play Gloria until the game starts, and you'll be fine.
Thank you, David. And honestly, this is right, because I watched the pregame show yesterday, and it just made me more nervous.
Yeah, but they're going to be Wednesday. They're going to be talking NBA free agency.
No, I'm talking
on first
about
take.
The NBC
pregame
show.
The broadcast
pregame show.
Is that, did they have Brett Hull on that, or is he just a St. Louis only? The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree in the Hull family.
They have Barrett Jackman, a former Blue, on instead of Brett Hull, so that should tell you. Do you know who Barrett Jackman is? No, you don't?
The name sounds familiar.
He played for the Blues for a very long time. Mildly successful defenseman for over a decade, but they didn't have Brett Hull in the pregame show. That should tell you about their trust in Brett Hull to maybe hold a conversation on the air.
Mike in Cedar Rapids. What do you got for us, Mike?
So, easy solution here. Just simply go for the Bruins because unfortunately the Blues ain't going to pull it off and the Cup's coming back to Boston.
Oh, Mike. Whoa. Mike, the Trojan horse. The Trojan horse finds his way onto the program, and his advice for Alex is to just switch allegiances, which, hey, maybe not a bad idea, the old reverse jinx. You hop on the Boston bandwagon, and that's enough to keep the duck boat parade at bay, and St. Louis hoists the cup. I don't think that's what he was going for, though. We'll close this out with Sonny in Iowa City coming in out of the bullpen in the ninth inning with a 3-run lead. Sonny, don't blow it. What's up?
I think that at this point you are free rolling. There is nothing that you could have said a month ago that would have changed your mind that you would take St. Louis in a game 7 to win the Stanley Cup. If you were asked a month ago if you would take the opportunity for 3 periods to win the Stanley Cup, of course you would do it. You're free rolling. This is all gravy for you at this point. Nobody expected you to be here. Just get ready. Enjoy the ride.
Sonny, what would a Raptors win tonight mean for basketball in your home country?
Oh, my God. You've seen the So I just went to my brother's wedding in Chicago, and it was all the Canadians came down, and they are coast to coast following this. They are celebrating. They have their little parties in their open squares in every major city in the country. It's a big deal. And it's a big deal because we haven't won a Stanley Cup in Canada in a while. And, you know, this kind of stuff, we're looking for a big win.
Well, we'll find out tonight. Toronto and Golden State, appreciate it as always, Sonny. 319-366-1600 as the Raptors can close things out tonight. How desperate are the Warriors? They're going to turn to a less than 100% Kevin Durant. We'll get inside the discussion in the 6 o'clock hour. Mondays on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, presented by Randy's Flooring, a proud partner of the UI Stead Family Children's Hospital. You can head over to randysflooring.com to learn more about that program, and we'll tell you a little bit more about Randy's coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. Kyle's going to have an Alexander Lumber Big Board update coming up in just a few minutes, and then David Eicholt of 24/7 Sports will stop by to chat on a relatively newsworthy June 10th for the Iowa football and basketball programs. Plus, the latest on Mitch Keller maybe returning to the big leagues. Perhaps a little bit of a snag on that, according to Neil Huntington, the president of the Pirates, will fill you in. But first, a quick timeout, a big board update, and David joins us in just a few minutes. Don't go anywhere. Back with more after this.
DePaco is the credit union where your membership pays. Unlike typical profit-driven financials, DePaco's cooperative member-owned structure enables us to give money back to you. We do it via thank yous, a special member benefit that thanks you in cash for simply using your credit union services. It's money in your pocket for your participation in the credit union through saving, borrowing, and planning for your financial future. DePaco members, whether young or oldish, can earn. Since 2016, DePaco members have shared millions of dollars in thank yous. So go on, save, borrow, invest, and insure with DePaco and earn thank yous for doing so. Find out what you're earning and how you can earn even more. Get the details at DePaco.com/thank yous. Requires credit union membership and thank yous program eligibility. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar. Just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.
Trying to take back your space and have old appliances, grills, and lawnmowers that don't work anymore, and old tires in your garage or basement? Bring them to the Cedar Rapids Linn County Solid Waste Agency. Starting July 1st, appliances, scrap metal, and tires will only be accepted at 1954 County Home Road in Marion, the same location as the landfill and resource recovery building, so you can take care of all your disposal and recycling in one trip. Some items have a drop-off fee, so get pricing and other details at Solid Waste Agency.
At Menards, nobody beats our prices on power tools. Tackle tough tasks with Bosch 18-volt lithium-ion tools. The impact driver is half wrench, half driver, all impact. It's versatile and powerful. Or get the compact drill-in driver. It includes batteries, a charger, and a carrying case. Get your choice for just $89 each. Stop in and save through June 15th during Menards Father's Day sale. Plus, a Menards gift card is perfect for Father's Day.
Save big money at Menards.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
No game today. The Twins enjoying a well-earned off day back home before a long homestand begins against the Mariners on Tuesday night at Target Field. Hi, this is Corey Provis. We'll join you Tuesday's 7:10 start on your home for Twins baseball.
I'm 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
5:28, welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn with you on a Monday. We've got a poll question for you at KGYMradio.com today. Which transfer will help his program the most, Oliver Martin or Bakari Evelyn? Poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. And if you're unaware of either one of those gentlemen and they're joining the Iowa basketball and football programs respectively, then you joined us just in time because Kyle is in the studio ready with another big board update brought to you by Alexander Lumber. Check them out in Iowa City on Independence Drive or at the Answers by Alexander showroom on South Gilbert Street.
It wouldn't be a proper Oliver Martin Monday without reports that Martin is, in fact, returning to Iowa City to join the Hawkeyes. We haven't gotten anything official from him or the school yet, but there may not actually be any big announcement, quote-unquote. Martin may be more the type to just slide into workouts later this week. Barring some sort of waiver, which isn't impossible but would be a surprise, Martin's going to sit out a year and have 2 years of eligibility. The 6'1", 200-pound former four-star recruit was the seventh-rated receiver in the entire class of 2017, according to 24/7. The Iowa basketball team addressed its need for backcourt depth when it secured the first grad transfer in program history over the weekend. Bakari Evelyn began his career at Nebraska in 2015 before transferring to Valparaiso, where last season he scored 8 points per game on 33% from the floor and 30% from beyond the arc. Kevin Lehman says he struggled with nagging injuries last season, however, so in contrast, as a sophomore, he scored 12 points per game on 45% from the floor and 38% from three. The guy whose spot he's filling on the Iowa roster, Isaiah Moss, announced this morning he'll be playing his final season for Bill Self at Kansas. Moss is looking to increase his profile as a future pro, and Kansas, who Jeff Goodman already has as his third-ranked preseason team, brings him on with a huge need for perimeter scoring. The Colonels won 4-5 in Peoria, concluding with a 10-1 thumping earlier today. Ricky De La Torres, Jacob Pearson, and Jared Akins homered in what was the final game before the team returns home, and tomorrow they're going to return home tomorrow for the first home game in 2 weeks. Tonight after the show, Iowa native Nick Nurse and the Raptors could close out the Warriors and win the NBA Finals, but they're apparently going to have to go through Kevin Durant to do it. He's back out there tonight. Find out if he's enough to live another day on all three KGYM frequencies.
And we'll have details coming up before the top of the hour on why, if you see Mitch Keller pitching in Atlanta on Wednesday, it could mean he's in the big leagues for good. That is coming up. Congratulations going out to Lulu Tusaga of the Iowa women's track and field team, taking home an NCAA championship in the discus over the weekend. Just the fourth woman in Hawkeye history to claim an NCAA title and the 14th track championship in the school's history. So a big weekend for Iowa track and for Tusaga, and we'll see if we can get her on the program here as we head into where we are approaching the dead period in Eastern Iowa Sports Talk Radio, which is after the Stanley Cup and NBA Finals are both complete and before Big Ten Media Day. We usually do a pretty good job of staying afloat until then, and we're just that's at the point where you need to start worrying about whether or not the USS Carpathia is going to show up and pluck you out of the waters. But Kyle does a fantastic job of making sure that we get where we're going, and that, of course, is college football season. 319-366-1600. More to come as we make our way towards 7 o'clock here on a Monday afternoon in Eastern Iowa, 1600 a.m. Also heard on 106.3 FM in Iowa City, our South Gym, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym here in Cedar Rapids. Don't forget, you can download the KGYM app for your smartphone. It is absolutely free. Just head on over to KGYMradio.com for details. Joining us now from 24/7 Sports, David Eicholt covers the Hawkeyes for Hawkeye Insider. And David, let's go ahead and start with the football news that isn't official but is sort of official, and that's the fact that Oliver Martin has decided that, you know what, you can come home again. The former Iowa City West star, now reportedly a member of the Iowa Hawkeye football program. And what does this mean for Iowa moving forward?
Well, I think, first of all, we can finally close the Oliver Martin saga, the chapter for the saga that feels like it's been going on for the past 3 years, and I guess there are happy endings when it comes to this stuff, if you're a Hawkeye fan. I think it's a really big addition to the team. I think that Martin's versatility, his really crisp route running, solid hands, and just kind of that really hard work ethic. I mean, he fits the Iowa culture to a T. I mean, he does not like any attention. He just likes to go about and do his own thing, just play football and kind of stay hidden away from the big spotlight maybe that Michigan offered. But, you know, I think for Iowa, the one position that they've really, I don't want to say lacked recruiting, but haven't been able to develop to the level of a, you know, a championship caliber team is wide receiver. And Martin was the seventh highest rated wide receiver by 24/7 Sports coming out of that 2017 class, obviously a Army All-American as well, 156 catches for 30 touchdowns during his final two seasons at West. So I think that he's just a big addition to the program. And if he can't play until 2020, I think he's going to be a nice security blanket for whoever the next Iowa quarterback is. So I think with just the skill set that he brings, it's just a whole new dynamic that I think Iowa's really been lacking, maybe since Marvin McNutt, maybe since Kevontae Martin Manley. I think it's a really big win for Iowa, especially since he didn't visit any other program during the process.
No, I mentioned this during the first hour. It's not when you transfer, you don't just automatically, you can't do it in a couple of days. Does it sort of feel right now that they're just trying to get all the T's crossed and I's dotted and make sure he's officially in school before they make this announcement?
Yeah, and I think that, again, that Martin isn't that kind of showboaty type. He's not really in a hurry to announce that. In fact, I would doubt he even cares if it's announced at all. So I think right now they're just trying to make sure all the transcripts get over. I think they're trying to talk about maybe the potential hardship waiver of being immediately eligible this next season, which if that does happen, that's going to be a big win for the team this year, especially when they need wide receivers, maybe more than ever, just because you lose TJ Hawkins and you lose Noah Fant and you lose Nick Easley. So I think right now they're just taking the, you know, slow and steady. As multiple outlets have reported last week, they kind of had a locker made up for him. So it's almost kind of a quote-unquote done deal, but not official at that time. But, you know, with him joining workouts, I think that they're just going to kind of slow play the process because they're not really in a huge hurry to get him official because they don't even know if he's going to be eligible this season.
So I'm the NCAA. You're Oliver Martin. Make me the case for your hardship right now.
You know, I think the easy route to go is exactly what Kirk Ferentz has been talking about when it comes to Drew Ott. He could relate back to Drew Ott a little bit for that extra year of eligibility, because the one example he continues to bring up is former Nebraska quarterback Tanner Lee. When he transferred, I believe it's from Tulane to Nebraska, he got that sixth year of eligibility. Did not end up using it. He obviously declared for the NFL draft, but you know, Kirk Ferentz has cited him, I think, at least a half dozen times the past year because of a coordinator change, a coaching change. I think with Josh Gattis, the new Michigan offensive coordinator, I think Martin's going to say, hey, look, I stayed there for the spring. I gave it a shot. Decided it's really not for me. I'd like to go maybe somewhere where I'm going to be for sure more of a focal point of the offense. And I think another – I don't know about the exact rules of this, but it makes sense in terms of what the NCAA is looking for. I think it helps that he's also just returning home, because I don't know if he dealt with maybe other issues at Michigan that he may include in his waiver. But he said, hey, I need to be closer to home for this instance. Well, closer to home is going to be in the same city. So I'm interested if he's going to throw any of that in there. But I think the biggest case – in terms of the actual ruling is going to be offensive coordinator change. I'm not getting the role that I was originally promised, and they really changed up leadership, and I'm just not a fan of it.
Now, we really haven't seen him play a whole lot the last couple of seasons. We last time we saw him, he was on the field at Iowa City West, 11 catches last year. He redshirted the year before. Is the great unknown right now where he's at in his development?
Yeah, I think it is. I think one thing you can point to is the fact that he has put on 15 pounds since he got to Michigan. So he is, you know, he's bigger, he's a little bit faster, he's definitely stronger than he was coming out. But the other thing you got to realize, too, is he really walked into a star-studded Michigan receiver room. So I think it's kind of unknown where he's at. But from all the sources I've talked to close to the Michigan program, he really didn't transfer for a bigger role, and it's not because he was really buried in the depth chart. In fact, I've heard from a couple people that he was arguably the second most complete receiver on that roster, and I've even heard that he was in potential to be one of the starting three receivers in that offense. So I'm not sure if really playing time or anything had a huge issue with it. In fact, Jim Harbaugh praised him throughout the spring for kind of the improvements and jumps that he made in his development. So I think if you're getting that sort of attention in a very star-studded room, it's hard to not really be excited about what he could bring to Iowa. But with that being said, like you said, we haven't seen him in a really big game. I mean, his only touchdown came against in the third quarter against the Rutgers team that was just awful. So we'll really get to see when he actually hits the field, where he's at, or what Kirk Ferentz or even new coach Kelton Copeland has to say about him.
David Eicholt with us from 24/7 Sports, Hawkeye Insider, covering the University of Iowa for 24/7. It's been said that receivers don't like to come to Iowa because the offense doesn't really feature them. What do you think the presence of a four-star prospect like Martin could mean for the offense? If you've got one of these guys, you come up with ways to use them.
No, and I agree 100%. I think part of the issue with Iowa not utilizing the wide receivers is they haven't really had the best wide receiver recruiting, I think, maybe at least over the past decade. I think Tavon Smith was a nice win. He had a nice career here. Marvin McNutt obviously had a great career at Iowa. So I think now you've got a third-year position coach who has proven it basically took over arguably the worst position group maybe in the country for any team, because the wide receivers were just in a horrible spot. I think there were at one point only two or three scholarship receivers. So Kelton Copeland really had to build that from the ground up. But now you get kind of seasoned guys like Amir Smith Marset, you have Brandon Smith, you have an All-American high school receiver in Oliver Martin coming in. You have a third-year offensive coordinator. Now I think Iowa's going to start the transition of, hey, look, we actually have some developed potential talent here, so here's how we can scheme this up to want to be able to do that. I really do think that Brian Ferentz is going to help transform the Iowa offense. He'll still be a very run-first team, but I think he is going to make it a priority to get the ball to the wide receivers. I think part of the reason, like I said, is they just haven't had the talent to begin that transition, because you can't force the ball to a bunch of receivers who just aren't capable of giving you five, six catches a game for 75 yards. and not have that many options, because otherwise you're just wasting drives, you're leaving points on the board, and kind of all the above. So I think now that Iowa has a little bit of talent, we'll see if Kelton Copeland can develop that, and they can really kind of re-scheme things to best utilize all their talents. Brandon Smith's jumping ability, Amir Smith, Marcette speed, Nico Reganey with his route running and quickness. So I'm very interested to see what the offense is going to look like this year.
Do you think that they can make that transformation, at least sort of relative to expectations, as early as this year, where you start seeing more production from the passing game?
You know, I think they're really going to have to. Iowa has a lot of talent, you know, a lot of seasoned guys in their tight end room, but you lose two first-round tight ends. You can't just run the ball, especially when you ran the ball for 3.9 yards per carry last season. So the receivers really do need to take a step up. Nico Reganey looked phenomenal in the spring practice that the media got to watch. I've heard a lot of really good things about him. I think Brandon Smith saw his confidence grow, especially in the second half of the year. It felt like he hit about three or four SportsCenter top 10 catches, including the one-hander against Maryland. If Amir Smith-Marset can be a little bit more consistent this year, I think he'll be a factor. And I also think Tyrone Tracy has a lot of potential and can be really explosive in the pass game. He's very quick. He's got good hands. He's kind of a different dynamic than the rest of that receiver room. So right there, you got about four guys that I think are capable of, I think, at least catching 20 to 25 passes minimum next year, which would be a huge boost for the Iowa offense, and it would help take pressure off of the run game and Nate Stanley.
We've discussed football transfers. Let's switch over to basketball. Fran McCaffrey filling a hole on his roster with Bakari Evelyn out of Valparaiso. What do you know about what he's going to bring to the floor?
You know, I think the biggest thing that he's going to bring is it's just another body on the perimeter. It's a guy that, you know, for at least his redshirt sophomore year, he knocked down about 40% of his threes, 42% in conference play. Averaged 14 points a game in that span, and he also led the team in assists with 93. I think he's just going to be a guy that can handle the ball, is quick, can get in the lane, kick out for a pass. I think he can be a solid defender. And as long as he can hit some threes, which will be interesting to see if he can with the new NCAA rule of moving the three-point line back, I think that's going to be a huge relief off Iowa's shoulders, because if Jordan Bohannon can't go next year, Isaiah Moss is obviously going to Kansas. They really need someone else besides Joe Wieskamp that can consistently knock down the three, and you don't want Luka Garza roaming around the perimeter. So I'm interested to see what Fran's going to be able to do, if he wants him to play the one or have some plays lined up to maybe get him a wide-open corner three or a wing three as the two guard. But I think it's a big relief off of Iowa's shoulders, and I think this takes – kind of less pressure off, especially Jordan Bohannon, so he doesn't have to push himself too hard through rehab and feel forced to come back if he's not 100%. So I think it's a big win, and it kind of takes pressure off of Joe Toussaint, I think, too, because he was a redshirt candidate, I think, maybe about 2 months ago. But with all the departures, he was the guy that was going to get thrown in the spotlight. But maybe he won't have to be as much now. Maybe he only has to be that 10 to 12-minute guy instead of that 20 to 23 minute guy. So I think just a big body and a guy that can knock down threes. And as long as he isn't a liability on defense, it's a big win, I think, for Fran and company.
You mentioned his name briefly there, but what did you make of Isaiah Moss not only reopening his recruitment, but deciding to go to Kansas, a team that might be ranked in the top five to begin next year?
Yeah, so I think Moss is an interesting case, because I've asked around a little bit to see why exactly he decommitted from Arkansas. I haven't gotten any concrete evidence about why, but I can take an educated guess, because he took an unofficial visit to Kansas, but that was when all the guys were going through the NBA draft process. Obviously, a couple of their guards came back, but then Grimes said that he was going to transfer, which kind of took everyone by surprise, and one of the top overall recruits in 2019, and RJ Hampton, said, "Now I'm going to go play overseas." So I think now the fact that Kansas has a spot for Moss is, I think, why he decommitted. I don't think they had a guaranteed spot when he visited. So Moss said, "Well, I don't want to have to play this out, so I'll commit to Arkansas." But due to unforeseen circumstances now with, with Kansas having a spot, I think he said, this is going to be a better place for me. I'm going to get a lot of exposure with one of the blue bloods in college basketball. And now we'll see. I think he's going to either start or he's going to be a sixth man possibly, but it kind of helps their perimeter shooting game. So I think it's a big win for Kansas, and I think that Moss is going to make the most out of his last year.
David, appreciate the chat as always. We'll touch base with you down the road.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Take care.
David Eicholt of 24/7 Sports, Hawkeye Insider, with his thoughts on both Oliver Martin and Bakari Evelyn, the two newest members of the Iowa Athletic family, football and men's basketball, respectively. You can vote in our poll question today at kgymradio.com. Which one makes the bigger impact on their team? It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. Lisa Bluter also has a new member of the Hawkeye family to be excited about. A.J. Ettinger, a 6'2" forward from Michigan, committing to the Hawkeyes in the upcoming recruiting class, averaged 20 points and 9.9 rebounds last season for her high school in Hamilton, Michigan. They went 25-1, reaching the semifinals, and she is committed to the Hawkeyes, picking Lisa Bluter's bunch over Nebraska and Illinois State, according to Jeff Linder of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. 5:48, we need to take a quick timeout. When we return, Cedar Rapids native Mitch Keller is on the cusp of returning to the big leagues. Why, if he pitches Wednesday, it could mean he's there permanently. Back with more after this.
Come here.
For every step of achievement,
Christopher Michael Jones.
For every joy-filled laugh. For every dream becoming reality.
Welcome to retirement, honey.
For every moment that matters, Two Rivers Bank and Trust is here. We'll come alongside you for all life's milestones. Because, after all, you're our neighbor. We're more than just a financial institution, and we take our relationship with you seriously. That's why Two Rivers Bank is working on new products and services now that will make your life easier in the future. So, whether you're planning for college, starting a family, or recent empty nesters, Two Rivers Bank will be thinking about your needs before you even know you have them. For every moment that matters, Two Rivers Bank and Trust.
My neighborhood,
my bank.
Find out more at tworiversbank.com. Always gonna be the best day of Member FDIC.
Come here. Get the ball. Good boy.
Give your pets the run of the house. Randy's Flooring has the largest selection of pet-friendly flooring in eastern Iowa. Come see all of it. Randy's Flooring in Coralville and Cedar Rapids. Local flooring experts by design.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
You could win free fuel for a year in the Shell Great Gas Giveaway. Fuel Rewards members are automatically entered every time they purchase 8 gallons or more. And if you choose new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, you get 4 entries. So, it's time to fill up for a chance to win. Not a member? To join, download the app or go to fuelrewards.com/win. No purchase necessary. Motion ends 9/1/19. See official rules at fuelrewards.com/win for how to enter by mail and all details.
Need to wax your car but can't find the time?
New 303 touchless sealant is the faster, better, smarter way. Spray on and rinse off. That's it. Get that Just Wax shine and protection in minutes, adding hours back into your day. The brilliant protective shine in 303 touchless sealant lasts up to 6 months, twice as long as traditional wax. It works great on glass and wheels too. More protection and shine, less effort and time. Available at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the NBA Finals. The Golden State Warriors face a must-win Game 5.
Coverage begins tonight at 7 o'clock here on the Gym. KGYM.
And welcome back in. Mondays here on the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, presented by Randy's Flooring. Check them out at Cedar Rapids or on the Strip in Coralville. You can ask one of their associates for help with your next project. They'll make sure that it gets done right and you have the materials that you need to finish on time and on budget. Randy's Flooring, Eastern Iowa's flooring leader for over 40 years. Still more to come on Kevin Durant taking the floor for the first time in the NBA Finals tonight. Game 5 on the way for you right here on KGYM. Kyle's going to have a big board update for you in the 6 o'clock hour, brought to you by Alexander Lumber in Iowa City. And your texts and phone calls, welcome as well, 319-366-1600. Right now, you're going to need that phone number because somebody wins a Freedom Festival prize pack from us right here on KGYM. If you are caller number 6 to 319-366-1600, you're going to win 4 Freedom Festival buttons and 2 T-shirts. Somebody, one of our 5 winners, is also going to be guaranteed a gold button, which gets you a $50 prize from the Freedom Festival treasure chest. It also enters you in the drawing for a $500 gift card from Hy-Vee. So the first of our 5 winners will hopefully be on the line shortly with our producer, Kyle Mann. 366-1600 again is the number. I mentioned earlier today that Mitch Keller is on the cusp of possibly rejoining the Pittsburgh Pirates. Alex, the last time we saw Mitch Keller, he was making his major league debut. It did not go all that well for him. He was sent down to AAA Indianapolis. He's been on fire since returning to AAA in his last 2 starts.
That's good to see. If you're a fan of the Pirates or if you're in the front office of the Pittsburgh Pirates, a guy who you knew there was going to be nerves in his first start, he settled in. He took it as a learning experience to go back to AAA and absolutely dominate and outclass all of those guys sitting in AAA. And I think the next time that he comes up and pitches, which is going to be very soon, like you mentioned, he's going to be much calmer and in a much better place to succeed and possibly get more starts or even stick around this season.
Well, that's interesting because MLBTradeRumors.com has an interesting piece on the Pirates today. We talk with Ed Creech from that website every other Tuesday throughout the baseball season. Keller right now is in line to start. He could be starting Wednesday in Atlanta for the Pirates, but general manager Neil Huntington has said that the next time they bring him to the major leagues, they would like him to stay there as a permanent piece of the rotation. So right now, the Pirates are looking at external options. As MLB Trade Rumors points out, any free agent that they would sign or any other player is not going to have near the talent that Mitch Keller could bring to the rotation, but Neil Huntington, who puts that roster together, says the next time you see Mitch Keller in the major leagues, it's going to be permanently. The former Xavier standout knocked around in his first and only big league start back on May 27th, giving up 6 earned runs on 7 hits, finishing, though, rather strong after a weak first inning with 7 strikeouts over 4 innings. So keep an eye on news out of Pittsburgh as the Pirates are looking for a starter on Wednesday, and that lines up with the 23-year-old right-hander possibly returning to the big leagues. And if he does, the GM would like him to remain there. One other baseball note, speaking of pitching, Adam Wainwright may be headed to the injured list. At this point, he left last night's start after 4 1/3 innings, diagnosed with tightness in his left hamstring, reportedly from running the bases. This will be another strike against
the... Let's get to the DH to the National League
designated
tomorrow,
hitter.
Please.
I knew it. I knew it. Wainwright has been up and down this year.
He's been one of their best pitchers, unfortunately.
He was tremendous the last time he faced the Cubs in St. Louis. And last night, that injury cutting his appearance short. He's 37. He's got a 4.46 ERA, but a 48.8% ground ball rate over almost 71 innings this season. So when the ball's getting hit, at least it's staying on the ground. And in this day and age, that's not a bad skill to possess if you're a starting pitcher. Still don't know whether we'll see Alex Reyes rejoining the rotation at any point. He is reportedly close to a return, but his numbers at AAA, Alex, haven't been all that good.
I worry about him with the mindset. He clearly had some issues between the ears coming into the season, and back in AAA, he was not exactly lighting the world on fire, like you mentioned. Then he gets injured from frustration, and you just wonder where his head's at this point, and hopefully he can sort of get back to where he was a couple years ago.
Genesis Cabrera and Daniel Ponce de Leon named as the other options to fill Wainwright's spot in the rotation.
Yeah, not Genesis Cabrera.
If needed. We'll take a quick timeout, which we do need to do. When we come back, we'll tell you who our winner of the Freedom Festival prize pack was and set the table for the third and final hour after this.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Welcome back in, 1600 AM, 106.3, 107.5 FM, online at KGYMRadio.com. It's the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, presented on Mondays by Randy's Flooring. Eugene in Cedar Rapids, longtime listener of KGYM, getting through his caller number 6. He's taking home a Freedom Festival prize pack and has a 20% chance of coming up with a gold button. We guarantee one of our 5 winners is going to win that gold button, which entitles them to a $50 prize from the Freedom Festival treasure chest, as well as an entry into the drawing for a $500 gift card to Hy-Vee. Freedom Festival is upon us. Lots of great things to do here in the Cedar Rapids area in the run-up to the 4th of July. In the run-up to the third and final hour of the program, it's Game 5 of the NBA Finals tonight, and Kevin Durant is making his debut. Will his appearance matter, or is the season all but over? 319-366-1600, hour number 6 begins with that next.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
I'm Christine Lisi, developing story. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski reporting. Warriors superstar Kevin Durant plans to play in a must-win in Game 5 of the NBA Finals tonight against the Raptors. Durant out the last month with an injured calf, officially listed as a game-time decision. Big changes on the way for Toronto defensively if Durant is on the floor, notes ESPN's Doris Burke.
We're talking about the elite of the elite in terms of the history of the game and scoring. Number one, very efficient from three-point territory. He can create his own shot at any point he wants. He can walk a defender down, get to his spot, rise and fire. And because of his elevation, Sage, you can't get a good challenge on it. Immediately, his shot-making changes the dynamics for the Toronto Raptors on the defensive end of the floor.
Game 5 coverage tips off in an hour on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, 9 Eastern on ABC. Duke wing R.J. Barrett told reporters he wants to play for the Knicks, will not be meeting with any other team. He is the number three prospect on the ESPN 100. Knicks have the third pick in this month's draft, and they are projected to take Barrett. Former slugger David Ortiz, on a plane sent by the Red Sox, is traveling to Boston for further treatment. Ortiz was shot at a club in the Dominican Republic last night. A team of surgeons operated on him for 6 hours. It is unclear at this point if he'll need additional surgery. Two suspects are in custody. The Red Sox moved up the start of Wednesday's home game to 4:05 Eastern to accommodate the Boston Bruins, who will host the St. Louis Blues in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final at 8 o'clock Eastern. Cardinals right-hander Adam Wainwright placed on the injured list with a left hamstring strain.
Kawhi and the Raptors knock off the Warriors once again. Now we head back to Toronto, where Golden State faces a must-win Game 5. Coverage begins tonight at 8 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ABC. Presented by Indeed.
"100 years of hard work can take you far. And no one knows that better than Goodyear. In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team, laced up and took to the court. And we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven."
I've been around a long time, seeing a lot of gadgets show up that are supposed to make my job easier. Digital screwdrivers, hammer 2.0, the new improved nail, now with more pointiness. You know what really makes my job easier? Grainger. Easy reordering, easy inventory solutions, and easy to do business with every time. Gadgets come and go. You want reliability. You want Grainger. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No game today. The Twins enjoying a well-earned off day back home before a long homestand begins against the Mariners on Tuesday night at Target Field. Hi, this is Corey Provis. We'll join you Tuesday's 7:10 start on your home for Twins baseball.
On 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Welcome to the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. It is the third and final hour here, 6:03. Coming at you on 1600 AM Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Sports Talk Radio and great local programming like this one, as well as the Gym Class. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes brought to you every day by Third Base Brewery. You can catch them between 3 and 4 o'clock. They've got Cedar Rapids Colonels tickets for you as an enticement to listen all week long. They'll be back on the air tomorrow. And then Wednesday, you can see them in downtown Cedar Rapids if you're part of the construction crew working at the UFG site. It's our latest Lunchbox Hero stop. Scott and Mark will be serving up lunch for a number of workers, courtesy of Built by Pros and our other fine sponsors. You can learn more by going to KGYMradio.com. Also, the program and KGYM programs, both ESPN and local, available on 106.3 in Iowa City and 107.5 in Cedar Rapids, the South and North Gyms, respectively, online at KGYMradio.com. Mondays here on the program, presented by Randy's Flooring. And you can find out what Randy's has to offer by visiting their website, randysflooring.com. Local flooring experts by design. A big thank you to everybody at Randy's. There are two locations, one in Cedar Rapids and one in Coralville, for being our Monday presenting sponsor. Coming up tonight, as you heard, the Twins are off. That means all three frequencies will have Game 5 of the NBA Finals. Kevin Durant is reportedly a go tonight. We talked with Steve Kuyler of Basketball Insiders in the 4 o'clock hour. Alex, he's not going to be 100% tonight. This is, to me, about as desperate as you can get, but the makings of a great storyline are here for Kevin Durant, who I think has felt seemingly underappreciated in his time with Golden State. Lots of people have pointed out that Golden State won titles before his arrival, but they're down 3-1 right now without him. If they come back, he plays tonight, and they can win this and somehow win this series in 7 games, then he becomes the hero.
He becomes what he wants to be.
Exactly.
Wants to become. The guy that everybody says is the greatest player in the world, the guy that can completely change around a team's future just based on his presence. Kevin Durant is such a strange superstar to me because he's kind of quirky. He's very self-conscious. He's kind of a whiner. He doesn't handle criticism very well. He doesn't have that killer instinct that Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, and even to a certain extent LeBron James type killer instinct when someone talks badly about him. But he's really, really good at basketball. And that makes up for a lot of things. So I absolutely think that there's a part of him that got tired of hearing about how good the Warriors were without him, how much he didn't matter to their success, and how they're more fun to watch with Klay and Steph healthy on the court and as opposed to having him clog things up. So I think there will be some motivation for him tonight, and if he knows that if he leads this team back from down 3-1 to win an NBA title, that can cement his resume, because how many times do we hear it with him? Well, he's not considered the greatest player in the game because A, LeBron James, and B, this team won 73 games without him and a title. There are still so many people out there that will absolutely never give Kevin Durant credit for being the great player he is because they consider him to be a front runner for joining the Golden State Warriors.
Does Kevin Durant make a difference tonight for the Warriors, or is the season and the series over? 319-366-1600. He is not 100%, as we heard Steve Kuyler of Basketball Insiders point out in the 4 o'clock hour tonight. They will be monitoring him closely because they would like for him to be available in games 6 and 7, if it gets to that. They obviously need to win game 5 tonight in order to worry about that, but they don't want to put themselves in a position where they could win this game, but then definitely be without him in game 6 and, again, if necessary, game 7. Should we count the Warriors out?
Hot take.
Yes,
it's over. Toronto won.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
ESPN has covered this pretty much from every angle, mostly from a Golden State angle. I think you have to give credit to Nick Nurse and the job that he's done, basically putting guys in positions to succeed. He's matched or surpassed Steve Kerr in the battle of X's and O's at virtually every turn here. And as we were going off the air for the weekend on Friday, Nick Nurse had just finished up his pregame media availability by telling everybody, enjoy the game. That quiet confidence there, seemingly from the head coach, from the biggest star on the team in Kawhi Leonard, and we heard from Sonny in Iowa City earlier on the phones, and Steve Kuyler with us in the 4 o'clock hour. There is an entire nation that is on the cusp of a major celebration tonight. I referenced Toronto playing in back-to-back World Series in 1992 and 1993. This is a huge deal in Canada if the Raptors pull this off. Do they? Will they? 319-366-1600. You can weigh in on the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line. Hertin and Stocker, Iowa City's most trusted jeweler for over 70 years, and we will, before we're done tonight, revisit some of your texts with regard to the Oliver Martin transfer situation in Iowa City, because there are some good ones to chew on before 7 o'clock. But right now, I'll focus here on the NBA Finals, and I had a message relayed over the weekend from a coworker of my wife, who's a big NBA fan here in Eastern Iowa, and said has absolutely loved hearing the finals chatter, was particularly a big fan of our visit with the athletic beat writer for the Toronto Raptors, whose name escapes me at the moment. My apologies. It's something
Was it Murphy?
It was a relatively common Name?
Rick Murphy. Dale Murphy.
Oh, Dale Murphy.
James Murphy.
Hell of a ball player.
Mark Murphy?
You're just going to start naming off members of my wife's family at this point. And that's why I can't chime in here, because every name is going to be familiar, because there
wasn't Keith Murphy.
6,000 Murphys. No, not Keith. I've been on his show. He's never been on
Blake
ours.
Blake Murphy.
Here in Iowa City. Blake Murphy, who is a, his name, he shares a name with one of my wife's cousins, which is why I was automatically assuming and telling myself, no, it couldn't be that one. Blake Murphy covers the Raptors for The Athletic and was on with us last week. And that interview apparently went over with at least one NBA fan here in Eastern Iowa. I think the series is over tonight. Wow. I think Toronto, I don't care that Kevin Durant is back. I know it affected the betting odds. By the way, if you really wanted to throw a dart, you could have, at the beginning of the series, got Kevin Durant as Finals MVP at 33-1 in Las Vegas. He's 14-1 right now to win Finals MVP, and he hasn't even played a minute. But I guess the assumption is if he wins the MVP, he's going to be playing a lot over these next three games, and most likely would be in a position where Golden State would be winning. And if they win, then it's probably because of his performance. So 14-1 makes a little bit of sense there, but I think you missed out on the value at 33-1. That his presence tonight certainly is going to affect some aspects of the game. But again, going back to that conversation with Steve Kuyler at about 4:25, 4:30 tonight, he doesn't think that it's going to matter all that much, because Nick Nurse has had Toronto in a position to win without facing Durant. He doesn't think they're going to need to change a whole lot tonight, even though Durant's return to the lineup would, in theory, really affect your preparation. He doesn't think Nick Nurse is going to do anything different tonight.
Yeah, I think that it's... with the Golden State Warriors, there's not much you do to change your game plan defensively for them, because there's not much that you really can do, if that makes sense. If those guys are healthy and firing on all cylinders, your only hope is that you get physical with them and make them turn the ball over, and or Steph and Clay are missing shots, but then there's Kevin Durant. Needless to say, if those guys are rolling and making shots, you're not going to stop them. So now you're the Toronto Raptors, and you keep doing exactly what you're doing, and you try to bully them inside with Serge Ibaka and Pascal Siakam, and who can also stretch the floor a little bit. You have Kawhi Leonard going off for 30-35 points a night, and you hope that you can score with them at least one more time during the course in this series and win one more game. That whether that's tonight, whether that's, I guess I don't know exactly which night game five would be during, because they space these games out so much. It might be a week from tonight if necessary. The Toronto Raptors have to win one more game. They're in a good position to do so, whether Kevin Durant's coming back or not. We know he is. I'm going to be interested to see what Golden State does to adjust to Kevin Durant being back in the lineup. He hasn't been there in a couple of weeks. They completely changed their offense when he wasn't in there. How do they adjust? How do they readjust to him coming back?
Your thoughts on tonight's possibly final NBA contest of the season, and then we can get right into an everlasting NBA offseason. 319-366-1600. Both the NBA and NHL seasons winding down here, but you can catch the entirety of the NBA Finals, as well as the Stanley Cup Finals, right here on KGYM. And that does include Game 5 tonight, as Nick Nurse, the Carroll native, former UNI standout, on the cusp of never having to buy an order of poutine in the country of Canada again. Not quite statue-worthy, but they fired the reigning coach of the year to hand the reins over to Nick Nurse, and he has done nothing but put Toronto in a position that it is in tonight. Very, very impressive, and we hope to and are working to get Nick lined up with us. We were told after the finals wrapped up, one way or the other, perhaps he would be willing to rejoin us. For those of you who recall, we had him on about this time last year when he was introduced as the head coach of the Raptors.
He's such a perfect coach to lead this kind of team, or to lead a team with a bunch of talent and give those guys some structure, but also let them play freely and on any given night switch things up. I've asked pretty much every NBA analyst or person we've had on this show who's connected to the league, who talks with executives, including Steve Kyler in our number one. If you want to listen to the podcast, it'll be available at kgymradio.com in about 45 minutes. I ask them, what has Nick Nurse brought to this team that Dwayne Casey could not? Because, Todd, you mentioned it. The Raptors fired their coach last year after he was the NBA coach of the year, and it raised a lot of eyebrows. And they brought in this guy, this unproven guy from who had coached in the D League, who was on the bench for Dwayne Casey. And the prevailing thought is, this is the guy that's going to get us to the NBA Finals. It's going to get us over the hump in the Eastern Conference. Now, that has happened. But what all those people say is, he relates to his players. He gives them structure, but also allows them the leeway and the freedom to play, to have creativity on the floor, and to also adjust to their opponent, which is something that's not always there. But that sounds like the perfect recipe for somebody to be able to coach a super team in the NBA. You have to give the players a little structure, but also a little bit of leeway.
We will find out whether or not this all comes to a conclusion tonight, or whether we are headed to a game six. 319-366-1600, and we will have it for you right here on KGYM. Steve Kerr and Nick Nurse, their pregame availability underway right now, as that is an 8 o'clock tip-off time tonight. Toronto leading the series 3-1. Golden State, however, favored tonight following the news that Kevin Durant would be playing. 6:18. It's been a very interesting news day here in Eastern Iowa. Not totally unexpected news, but Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com reporting that Oliver Martin will officially come home at some point this week and join the Iowa football program. And then Bakari Evelyn, the graduate transfer out of Valpo, the newest member of the Iowa men's basketball team. Our poll question today at KGYMradio.com, which transfer makes the bigger impact on their program? You can vote courtesy of our friends at Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast, behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. And when we return, we'll get into some of your texts and maybe even a phone call or two on how you feel about the additions of Oliver Martin and Bakari Evelyn, and maybe also Isaiah Moss. 319-366-1600, a peek at the Hertine and Stocker Jewelers text line after this.
For every step of achievement,
Christopher Michael Jones.
For every joy-filled laugh, for every dream becoming reality.
Welcome to retirement, honey.
For every moment that matters, Two Rivers Bank and Trust is here. We'll come alongside you for all life's milestones. Because, after all, you're our neighbor. We're more than just a financial institution, and we take our relationship with you seriously. That's why Two Rivers Bank is working on new products and services now that will make your life easier in the future. So, whether you're planning for college, starting a family, or recent empty nesters, Two Rivers Bank will be thinking about your needs before you even know you have them. For every moment that matters, Two Rivers Bank and Trust.
My neighborhood,
my bank.
Find out more at tworiversbank.com. Always gonna be the best day alive. Member FDIC.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
This Friday is UNI Panther Pride Night at the Colonels. The first 1,000 fans receive a free UNI rally towel and bid on Panther game-worn jerseys. UNI mascots TC and TK will be at the game, too. Visit colonels.com to get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
If we build it, they will come.
You don't always notice the things that need to be remodeled or repaired, but your guests do. Keep everything welcoming and looking sharp with Jackson Remodeling and Repair. Drywall, painting, general carpentry, kitchens, countertops, and alterations, and remodeling to business properties. The owners at Jackson Remodeling and Repair personally visit each job site to make sure things are staying on schedule and meeting your expectations.
Go the distance.
See their work and get in touch at JacksonRemodel.com.
With a great deal of American pride, Buffalo Wild Wings announces a great deal on American beer just in time for soccer. Budweiser and Bud Light Talls are now just $3. May the soccer gods bless America as our women dominate the field. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask how fast you can get some $3 talls for your country. Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar!
At participating locations, dine-in only. Hours of availability may vary by location. Other limitations may apply where required by law. Must be 21 plus. Void where prohibited. Some locations may only offer this promotion on U.S. match days.
Because we have so many clients referring us to their friends, I think that's our biggest, best story. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. I really think it's about us building that relationship and being an extension of their business. And even if I am just talking on the phone to them, you can see that smile on their face and know that another problem is solved.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is the NBA Finals. The Golden State Warriors face a must-win Game 5.
Coverage begins tonight at 7 o'clock here on the Gym. KGYM.
6:23, back with you for the final 40, 45 minutes or so of the evening as we make our way into Tuesday here. Coming up, a great week of local programming highlighted by Scott and Mark making a stop downtown at the UFG construction project. Our next Lunchbox Heroes of 2019, built by Pros, the presenting sponsor. You can stop by and visit KGYMradio.com to learn more about what Built by Pros has teamed with KGYM to do for construction workers here in the corridor throughout the summer. Lots of other great sponsors as well. Imon Communications on board with us this year, as well as the Chick-fil-A Lindale location and a whole lot of other great sponsors. Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust providing those cookies, which are always a big hit at Lunchbox Heroes. We'll be back on tap next week, but it's Scott and Mark's opportunity to say thank you to all of the fine folks who work in the construction trades with us this Wednesday. Poll question available at KGYMradio.com. As we mentioned, don't forget to vote. Let's bring Kyle into the studio. He's got your final Big Board update. Big Board updates on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, presented by Alexander Lumber. Right now, you can still find them at their temporary location of 2802 Independence Drive in Iowa City.
It wouldn't be a proper Oliver Martin Monday without reports that Martin is in fact returning to Iowa City to join the Hawkeyes. We haven't gotten anything official from him or the school yet, but there may not actually be any big announcement. He may just be the type to just slide into workouts later this week. Barring some sort of waiver, which isn't impossible but would be a surprise, Martin's going to sit out a year and have 2 years of eligibility. The 6'1", 200-pound former four-star recruit was the seventh-rated receiver in the class of 2017. That's according to 24/7 Sports. The Iowa basketball team addressed its need for backcourt depth when it secured the first graduate transfer in program history over the weekend. Bakari Evelyn began his career at Nebraska in 2015 before transferring to Valparaiso, where last season he scored 8 points per game on 33% from the floor and 30% from beyond the arc. Kevin Lehman says he struggled with nagging injuries, though. So just for contrast, the year before that, as a sophomore, he scored 12 points per game on 45% from the floor and 38% from three. The guy whose spot he's filling on the Iowa roster, Isaiah Moss, announced this morning he'll be playing his final season for Bill Self at Kansas. Moss is looking to increase his profile as a future pro, and Kansas, who Jeff Goodman already has as his third-ranked preseason team, brings him on with a major need for perimeter scoring. The Colonels won 4-5 in Peoria, concluding with a 10-1 thumping earlier today. today. Ricky De La Torres, Jacob Pearson, and Jared Akins homered in what was the final game before the team returns home tomorrow. That's going to be the first home game in 2 weeks. Tonight after the show, Iowa native Nick Nurse and the Raptors could close out the Warriors and win the NBA Finals. They're apparently going to have to go through Kevin Durant to do it. He's back out there tonight. Find out if he's enough to live to fight another day on all three KGYM frequencies.
And announced earlier today that Chris Williams of the Cedar Rapids Colonels will be one of the Home Run Derby participants in next week's All-Star Game festivities at Four Winds Field in South Bend. He's going to be representing the Western Division along with Nolan Gorman of Peoria, Gerard Encarnacion of the Clinton Lumber Kings, and Alec Thomas of the Kane County Cougars, the Eastern Division Home Run Derby participants. Nico Holsizer of Great Lakes, he leads the league with 13 home runs. Bowling Green catcher Chris Betts, Lansing first baseman Jake Brote, and you got to have a hometown player in there. So Jonathan Sierra, a one-time highly thought-of Cubs prospect, will be the South Bend representative. Colonels, as Kyle mentioned, finishing up the first half with a six-game homestand. It begins tomorrow. Three against Wisconsin, including a noon game on Wednesday, and then three, a weekend series Friday through Sunday with the Clinton Lumber Kings. Both of those teams, for what it's worth, currently located behind Cedar Rapids in the standings, so an opportunity for them to perhaps pick up some wins and some ground on Burlington, which is 2.5 games ahead of the Colonels going into the Bees game this evening with said Lumber Kings. I was actually down there yesterday with our good friend John Bonenkamp, had some cold beers with him and talked life and baseball, and looking forward to the next step in his adventure. But some good baseball being played in the Midwest League here in the first half of the season, which is almost over. It's hard to believe we're coming up on the All-Star break. 319-366-1600. I said I wanted to get to some of the Oliver Martin texts that we have received so far. And nobody's weighing in on Bakari Evelyn, so I have a feeling I know everybody's voting in the poll question that Oliver Martin's going to make a bigger impact on the Iowa football program than Evelyn will.
Fair vote.
But we don't know yet whether or not the NCAA is going to clear him to play immediately this season. They are so scattered across the map on what constitutes a hardship and what doesn't. We've talked with a number of people here who cover the program who have speculated on a number of ways that Iowa could approach this. Pep Hamilton, who recruited Oliver Martin and was the offensive coordinator, has left Ann Arbor for a job in the XFL. So Josh Gattis is the new offensive coordinator. And is that enough of a hardship? Is having to work under a new offensive coordinator and learn a new system an opportunity for you to leave, return home to Iowa City, and play immediately for the Hawkeyes? I don't know. I'm not the NCAA. And if I was the NCAA, I don't think I would still know.
I don't understand why that wouldn't be a reason, a hardship reason, especially if you don't fit into the system. And that's not... This is sort of a separate rant because Oliver Martin, there were a lot of reports that he was doing fine. He was possibly going to be the starting X receiver for the Michigan Wolverines. But I have absolutely never understood when a coach that recruits a player decides to leave, why the player has to sit out another year before they transfer to another school. That's never made sense to me, especially since a lot of the time the coach is telling that player to transfer because he doesn't fit into that system.
Now, there's been a lot of crazy stuff going on around Oliver Martin, and there are some people who have talked a big game about not wanting Oliver Martin on the Iowa football program. I don't know whether I buy this or not, but we got a text earlier today from 7043 that claims someone sold their season tickets because of Oliver Martin.
What does that mean? Like,
gave up their season tickets. They're so angry.
How could somebody be that stupid?
Well, you said it, not me. I was trying to figure out a more diplomatic way to approach.
How could someone be that much of an idiot? I have no diplomatic way of putting this. A 17-year-old kid made a college decision, never committed to Iowa, went to another school, has not been in the headlines, has not trashed Iowa. He decided to go to another school, and now he's coming back. At what point in any of this would somebody be so upset that they would give away their season tickets?
Look, that sounds more urban legend to me than reality. I'm sure it's easy for somebody to say, I'm giving up my... It makes no sense.
No, it makes zero sense.
I'm a dyed-in-the-wool season ticket holder, but a player could possibly make this team better. I'm out. Nope. Here are my tickets. Go ahead and take them.
A kid from Iowa
from
City.
From Iowa City.
Who is good in school, who works his ass off, who's put on 15 pounds of muscle since he's been at Michigan, has been on the dean's list.
Is a perfect embodiment of the Iowa football program under Kirk Ferentz.
Let's give away tickets.
Does not like the media spotlight, just wants to play football, and didn't really get an opportunity to do that in Ann Arbor, redshirting the first year and then playing sparingly. Last year, he did get a touchdown. I believe, if I recall correctly, it came against Rutgers in Michigan's blowout win, something along the lines of a little over 100 yards receiving for Oliver Martin last year. We talked with Karan Higdon at Big Ten Media Days in Chicago last July. He was raving about what Oliver Martin could do on the field. He was a big fan. And I think Iowa's getting a good one here, and they're getting somebody who's really comfortable with Iowa City, because he grew up there. But there are some fans who inexplicably are very angry about
there
this.
Are.
And
they'll
that
get
makes
over it.
No, oh, you're damn right
they'll get
over
it.
Hell, some of them will have probably bootleg Chinese Oliver Martin Pittsburgh Steeler lookalike jerseys in the stands with his name on the back of it, since you can't have, or not supposed to have anyway, the names on the NCAA replica jerseys. People will get over. I don't understand what's to get over. What's to get over with Oliver Martin? 319-366-1600. What are some of you people upset about? You're going to have to tell me, because I'm not smart enough to connect the dots here on this one. He didn't go to Iowa in the first place. Okay, well, neither did Adam Haluska. He transferred from Iowa State to Iowa and was a hell of a good basketball player about a decade ago. Get over it. Why? What difference to your life does it make
that he didn't help you win your favorite school win football games?
What is there to get over?
That's it.
Well, they didn't really need him last
year.
They had a strong season a year ago, and the year before that, I don't know whether he would have made much of an impact or not. But what is there to get over with Oliver Martin other than maybe your feelings were hurt 2 years ago when he jumped into the pool with Jim Harbaugh and Pep Hamilton? Some of you need to get over yourselves. This kid had a difficult decision to make. He had pretty much every program in the country after him. He thought he made the right decision. Who among us hasn't made a decision at some point in their lives where they ultimately looked back on it? Maybe it was a day later, maybe it was a month later, maybe it was a year later, and said, oh, man, I could really use a mulligan on that one. I mean, everybody's hands should, in theory, be going up right now in an affirmative response to that. We've all done it. And this kid wants to play football, and the only two opinions that matter on it ain't mine, ain't Alex's. It's how does Kirk Ferentz feel about this? And how does Oliver Martin feel about it? And by all accounts, including Rob Howe of HawkeyeNation.com, who had the story today, both of those guys are on board.
I know that Kirk Ferentz is a man of principle, right? This is a guy that is very confident in what he believes. He tells you the rules. And if you don't like his rules, you can go somewhere else, or you adhere to his rules.
Or just not play. He will put you in the doghouse.
That too. But if we're going by Kirk Ferentz's principles of recruiting,
a terrible fake laugh. I apologize for that.
Oliver Martin, Kirk Ferentz should respect what Oliver Martin did, not have any hard feelings. He never committed to Iowa. He took a visit. He kept his options open. He never even made it apparent where he was leaning, that he was even leaning towards Iowa. He did the entire recruiting process the exact way by the Kirk Ferentz handbook of how Kirk Ferentz wants his recruits to act. If anything, there should be respect more than any hard feelings that he would ever have for a kid making a decision where he's going to go to school.
4273 says, I'm not sure I'm the first one to say it, but isn't working with Jim Harbaugh a hardship? Maybe that's the approach with the NCAA.
Yes, it is.
When they seek out the waiver. I got an email from Fanatics, which sells a lot of sports memorabilia, most of it being overpriced junk. And the email was something like 30 items for Father's Day under $300. And one of them was a giant autographed photo of Jim Harbaugh. I think it was 20 by 28 or something along those lines. I think you could get it for the low, low price of like $178 or something like that. Well, it's a sale price. And I'm thinking somebody out there is running to get mom and dad's credit card right now to add this to the old Michigan man cave. Harbaugh hasn't done anything really of consequence at Michigan. I don't know how much longer that's going to last. Again, this is Oliver Martin getting out ahead of the posse, I think. I think you're going to see other players leaving Michigan over the next year.
I heard a story from one of his former players about a year ago. You remember that whole Italy trip?
Yes.
Where they went and... See, for the first like 3 years of his time in Michigan, or at least the first year, he tried to sell this program as this fun place to be where all the celebrities are, and you can come to Ann Arbor, and you're gonna have a great college experience, and you can be this, you can show your emotions as a kid. And
we saw the NCAA basically coming up with rules on the fly to counteract Harbaugh.
Right. So apparently that Italy trip, they were there for a week, and they had 8:30 p.m. curfew every night. So they went there and they practiced. It was a trip. How long of a flight is that?
It's a very long flight.
A very long flight to practice and sit in the hotel room for a week.
Get your spaghetti and meatballs and tuck yourself in. And
you gotta get it to go. You have to get it to go though, because you might miss curfew at 8:30 if you don't get it to go.
For those of you who don't recall, Jim Harbaugh was basically
he's
boxed in by the NCAA on these trips. He was trying to take the Wolverines over spring break to Florida to IMG, where it just so happened in Bradenton, Florida, the IMG Academy, where they were trying to lure the services of a prospect.
It's a coincidence, Todd.
Total, yes, just total coincidence. I don't know how much is left on the Jim Harbaugh experience in Ann Arbor, but Oliver Martin has decided to pull the plug on it, and Michigan's loss is Iowa's gain. Now, we've got a lot of hot takery on the text line saying he didn't do much at Michigan. Okay, well, he didn't really have an opportunity.
That was a star to do much at Michigan. Studded wide receiver room with Donovan Peoples-Jones.
He's a four-star recruit, or was a four-star recruit. You don't just lose that ability overnight.
He was a redshirt freshman, too.
Redshirted.
How often do you see redshirt freshmen make an impact at Iowa?
Not good enough for some people. So mad they're giving away or selling their season tickets. If you're selling your season tickets and you're mad about Oliver Martin, what's the selling point that you use? I don't know. 366-1600. By the way, congratulations to Ann and Solon and all of the ladies who participated in the Iowa Ladies Football Academy over the weekend. Another successful fundraiser, raising something north of $300,000 for the University of Iowa Children's Hospital, the Stead Family Children's Hospital. So great work on the part of Kirk and Mary Ferentz and the Iowa football program. That's become such a yearly tradition in Iowa City and a really cool event. Tried to get Kyle to dress up ladybug style and participate in that so we could get the inside information from inside the camp, but it didn't It didn't fly.
They block him at the door.
Have you seen? Are you familiar with that movie, Ladybugs? It's a great movie. It's got Rodney Dangerfield in it. I'm sure they'll remake it at some point here in the near future because everything gets remade. I saw an ad. They're remaking Child's Play, which is
with
the original John Gruden doll, Chucky.
The Chucky doll, yeah.
Everything is getting remade now.
You run out of ideas, you just have to remake stuff.
Well,
we've discussed the fact there's no such thing as an original thought.
Really towing the line here because I saw rumors over the weekend that they could be rebooting Fletch, which is one of my all-time favorite movies. And if they touch Chevy Chase's character and put someone else in that role, I'm gonna be as mad as that guy who reportedly sold his season tickets because Oliver Martin is coming home to the Hawkeyes. Yeah, because if Kirk Ferentz would have turned his back on a former four-star recruit from Iowa City, you wouldn't have criticized him for that either. Taking that hard, hard line moral stance. Come on, give me a break.
That's the moral stance that you want to take.
6:41. We'll take a quick timeout. We need to come back and finish things up here. The final segment of the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn for you on a Monday, presented by Randy's Flooring, when we return after this.
Come here. Get the ball. Good boy.
Give your pets the run of the house. Randy's Flooring has the largest selection of pet-friendly flooring in eastern Iowa. Come see all of it. Randy's Flooring in Coralville and Cedar Rapids. Local flooring experts by design.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only, offered by Capital One and a member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program. It's simple. You choose from over 100 specialty tools, borrow the one you need, and get the job done right. The best part? It's all free. Our tools even come with operating instructions, so you'll know exactly how to use them. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Deposit required. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
No game today. The Twins enjoying a well-earned off day back home before a long homestand begins against the Mariners on Tuesday night at Target Field. Hi, this is Corey Provis. We'll join you Tuesday's 7:10 start on your home for Twins baseball.
On 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
6:45, welcome aboard the final 8 minutes or so, give or take, of a Monday edition of the Todd Bromelkamp Show. A pretty strong sports night ahead of us. The Cubs fans locally turning their attention to Denver, where the Rockies host former teammate Carlos Gonzalez and the Cubs, fresh off that sweep of the Cardinals at Wrigley Field over the weekend. But I have a feeling most sports fans are tuned into Game 5 of the NBA Finals tonight. Kevin Durant and the Golden State Warriors. Durant expected to play, most likely not at 100%, but enough for the odds makers in Las Vegas to install the Warriors as a slight favorite tonight to push this series to at least six games. 366-1600, your thoughts on that and more. Welcome on the Hertin and Stocker Jewelers text line. Again, the number 319-366-1600. I don't know what else. I don't know what else we can say about Kevin Durant playing tonight that hasn't already been said. But this is an opportunity for him to completely rewrite the narrative of his time at in Golden State, because without him, this has been a three. And I don't care how good these three guys are, but their depth has dropped off so much without Kevin Durant there as the fourth leg of that super team, that it's just three guys out there trying to play 5-on-3 basketball, and that's not going to be enough against Toronto.
Yeah, I mean, if you combine like the relative health of all of these guys, where I think Steph Curry's the most healthy of all of them, he's been outstanding. Klay Thompson, I'll give him like 30%. You're talking about Boogie Cousins, who maybe at 20%, 15% right now, just has no lift, no ability on either end because his quickness isn't there, his explosiveness isn't there. Andre Iguodala's at 20%. I mean, we're three guys in, and we're at 70, 75%. And now you're inserting Kevin Durant. I don't know where he's going to be. I don't know. He's playing out of desperation. He's playing because he has to. He wasn't able to come back for Game 4. They got down 2-1 in the series, and he wasn't able to come back. They sat him again. That tells me that he's hurt. And that calf injury, that is not an easy thing to play through. But he's going to give it a shot. And can this team win three in a row against a very tough Toronto team that just seems to be hitting their stride?
Well, let's head to the phone lines. I was actually thinking a little bit about this next caller over the weekend because I was listening to some Dr. John music. Troy. Cajun Troy weighing in on the NBA. What's up, Troy?
Okay, all right. Now, I love Kevin Durant. I loved him since he hit them little chicken legs at Texas, okay? But I also love Kawhi Leonard. Now, I'm mixed feelings about tonight because I want Toronto to win, but part of me wants, you know, and Golden State think that they could win without him, but they need KD to win this series, okay? So my big thing tonight is, you know who has to be big? Ibaka. Ibaka has to step up and be big, 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 you know, just to help out with them or whatever. Because, see, the difference is KD doesn't have to be 100%, but what he does, he spreads the floor open. Because if you saw the last game, I mean, they were on Curry, and Curry cannot shoot when somebody's on him, okay? He could make them wide-open shots all day. But when someone's pressing him, he falls back. So I think just having him on the floor would leave a little bit more space open for Thompson and Curry. So that's the big part. I don't think he's 100%, but having him on the floor is, oh, God, it's just so much. So I'm pulling. I don't think I'm going to watch it because I can't watch it. And so I'll just record it at 2 o'clock a.m. if Toronto win, and I'll watch it later on in the week. So that's my opinion.
All right, Troy, good to hear from you as always. 319-366-1600. As we close up shop on a Monday night, the Red Sox are underway at Fenway Park, a very emotional game for Boston, not because of anything associated with the Stanley Cup, but the David Ortiz shooting last night in the Dominican Republic, the Red Sox asking their fans to observe a moment of reflection prior to the national anthem tonight for that game. David Ortiz reportedly on his way to Boston, where he will spend the rest of his recovery time after reportedly, and this was, I saw the Daily Mail in London with this report that this was an orchestrated hit on David Ortiz,
right,
ordered by a Dominican drug lord, because the drug lord felt that Ortiz had fooled around with his wife.
Are you sure this isn't like just a bad sitcom episode?
It sounds like sort of a Dominican Coen Brothers movie.
I'm not going to make light of it, but when I saw that, that's an actual report. This is not The Onion.
I don't claim to be an expert on the Dominican Republic. I've spent a little bit of time there on a resort, which is you feel like you're in the United States, except it's tropical and wonderful. And once you leave the resort and you look around and you realize, okay, I'm in a third world country. But when you're there on one of the resorts, it's absolutely amazing. This David Ortiz, you have to understand this. This guy is a god in that country.
Right.
They love him. And for this to happen, I'm sure many of you have seen the video. The shooter was tracked down by a mob of patrons and beaten to a bloody pulp, and now faces life in a Dominican jail for God knows. I'm sure they will dispense their own style of justice in this, but I mean, I can't think of an equivalent in the United States as far as an athlete who is almost universally beloved in this country. But if you go to the Dominican, they love baseball there. I spent a lot of time on that vacation a couple years ago talking with these bartenders and waiters and servers. They've all got a favorite baseball team, every single one of them. And you could converse with them about guys who were in the minor leagues that most American baseball fans wouldn't know unless they were a hardcore fan.
I didn't even think about that.
These guys knew them all. I mean, it was fun.
You were probably in heaven.
I was in heaven. We got great treatment because these guys found out that my wife worked for a baseball team. They knew that the Cedar Rapids Colonels were affiliated with the Minnesota Twins. I mean, that country loves its baseball, and it loves David Ortiz, and it is reeling today because that's a national folk hero who, luckily from the sound of things, will be able to pull through, hopefully, as he comes stateside for a treatment after this shooting. More details on that, I'm sure, will emerge in the coming days. We've got Game 5 of the NBA Finals for you tonight on tap. All three frequencies. Is the NBA season over tomorrow, or do the Warriors push it to Game 6? One way or the other, we'll have reaction for you. Plus, you just never know what's going to pop up this time of year in the sports world. We'll have you covered. Local programming returns tomorrow with the gym class at 3 o'clock. A big thank you once again on Mondays. Randy's Flooring, the sponsor of the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Podcast available now at KGYMRadio.com.